Okay. The we finished discussing Bir Maaser. One of the other factors that comes up here, which we had already mentioned briefly, which is really a very, very big sugya, and we're not going to get into the whole sugya, just the part that comes up here, is the sugya of Tovas Hanah. There's a machlokes throughout Shas, machlokes Hanah, Mamoran, whether Tovas Hanah Mamon or Tovas Hanah Enamamon. The farmer has Tovas Hanah in most of the matanos that he's mafresh, right? In Truma, in Maaser, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani sometimes, Chala. Here we're talking about Truma and Maaser Rishon. And Maaser Ani, which is more complicated, but this seems to be a case where there's Tovas Hanah. Also, Tovas Hanah means it seems to be two different things in different sugyas, but most achronim understand they come together. A, that I have the right to choose who to give it to, and B, that at least in some circumstances, if I don't make it too explicit, I can even take a bribe for my choice. So A, I have the right to choose. The ish is kadashav lo yiyu, right? We darshan to mean that. How is kadashav lo yiyu? Means v'mafresh shu meiser, etc. Not really mine, but it's mine to decide which one gets it. It's not a free-for-all. It's not first-come, first-serve. And the Gemara even says, there's a bit of a chlokes in Yerushalmi, whether I can do this all the time or only if I do it very subtly, but that I can even take a bribe from a relative of the Kohen in order to pick the Kohen. So if you have a son-in-law who's a Kohen, you can tell me, you know, here's 20 shekel, and, you know, why don't you consider my son-in-law? Right, so... that's Tovas Hanah. There's a machlokes for the Tovas Hanah Mamon or Tovas Hanah Eino Mamon. Meaning, is this considered a bailus or is this not considered a bailus? Everyone agrees that I have the right to choose. That's a pasuk. Ish is kadoshav lo yiyu. That's a law which no one ever doubted. If I am not for Shuma, I can choose which coin to give it to. Okay, this manazeh doesn't come up so much because most of our Truma is worthless anyway because we're all tummy. Although I heard there's that Truma Tmeya also goes to the Kohen, by the way. That's a halacha d'oraisa. Right, so. Truma Tmeya also goes to the Kohen. He's allowed to use it for fuel. Or for fuel or for his behemoth. Correct, okay. I heard there's actually an olive oil company someplace up north that actually saves the oil of Truma and gives it out to Kohanim to light the Shabbos candles with. But I don't know if it's true. That's what someone told me. I'm not a Kohen, so I didn't bother to investigate further. And then once a year, you know, they say whoever comes can take home a jar. But let's say I have Maaser, right? So some people actually give Maaser to Levi, who's on a Zet. So when I pick off my tree, I take Maaser. I can pick whichever Levi I want to give it to. So is that considered a bailus? Or is that just, I happen to be in the situation where I'm able to do a certain thing? It's a very subtle lumdish machlokes. Everyone agrees that I can give it to the Kohen, I can pick the Kohen the lazy, but is that mamon, I own that right? Or I just happen to have that ability to do so? Okay, so what's the nafkamina in our sugya? In our sugya, they have a whole discussion. Remember, we started the discussion with Gamliel, we wanted to prove something from about Kenyan Chaser from it. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yomim Otalkali Agav and Karkoyikla. Maybe it was a Kenyan Agav. Rabbi Zeira Kibla, Rabbi Zeira says, yeah, it was a Kenyan Agav. Rabbi Abba Lo Kibla, Rabbi Shabar Lo Kibla. He's right, it couldn't have been Agav. Chiboy, Lom Sudu Lichtos Menem Chalipin. Wouldn't have been easier to do Chalipin. Elo Tobas Anoyin, Mom Lichtos Menem Chalipin. Rabbi Abba Tobas Anoyin, Mom Lichtos Gabi Karka. What does Rabba say to defend Rabbi Abba? That Tobas Anoyin is not Momon. If it's not Momon, you can't be Machne. You can't give it to the Kohen Chalipin or Agav. That makes sense. Meaning, if Tovas Hanah is Mamon, then I own it. Right? So we saw, I think we had a mention this year, Machlokes 2 days in the Ritva, whether I own all of it or I just own a partial right to it. But if I own something, I can be Machnet however I want. But he says, no, Tovas Hanah is not Mamon. If Tovas Hanah is not Mamon, then I don't own it. I have the ability to distribute it, but it doesn't belong to me. So, what does that mean? If it doesn't belong to me, how can I distribute it? I can let you be Kona. Your kone b'mishicha, your kone b'chatzer, your kone b'hagba. But I can't be makneh, I can just arrange for you to be kone if Tovas Hanah is not mamon.
Now, agav,
how is agav? Agav is tiyah. You can't be kona with agav without me being machne. Agav only works the das machne,
right? The machne has to say, I want to be machne agav.
Otherwise, you know, just because I own some land, why do I own?
We're not talking about chutzah, right? Let's assume chutzah doesn't work. Why do I own some atalpa law? So it only works
but das machne. Chalif, it obviously only works but das machne. You give me something, have something on yours, because I want to give it to you. So therefore, agav and chalif, which only work for das machne, don't work here because I'm not a machne. I'm just an arranger of you being kona. That's Rafa and Rabbi Abba. And then the Gemara says, Velohi.
Right, not true. Really, I can be marked by agav. Why didn't they do chalipin? So I can't do chalipin. Why? Because I have to give it to you for free. Agav will give you for free. Chalipin, even though it's really given for free also, we're just doing symbolic handing over of a sudar, but technically chalipin is a trade. So therefore, I'm not allowed to sell you the manuskuna. That would be ridiculous. I can't sell them to the kohen. I can't trade them to the kohen. So, I can't use chalipin, I can't use agav.
Sounds from Shad of the Gemara, like, if Tovas Hanah ain't no mamon, I can't use chalipin or agav. If Tovas Hanah is mamon, then I can use agav. And theoretically, I could use chalipin also, except for the fact that I'm not allowed to trade it. Okay, so how do we paskin? This is actually a big machlokas. We've shown him how to paskin. The machlokas, if I am here, mentioned at the beginning, right? The Rach and the Rush and the Rad hold that Tovas Hanah is mamon, but who famously holds Tovas Hanah is not mamon? The Rambam. So, what would we expect? Let's see. Le Manda Omar Tova Tana Eina Mamon. What would we expect the Rambam to paskin if it's not Mamon? Meaning, it doesn't belong to me at all. Who wants to be the Kohen and Levi here? Who's a Kohen or a Levi? Someone's got to be a Kohen or a Levi here, no? No? Okay. So, what?
Simple people.
Yeah, what can we do? Okay. Anyone's father named David at least? No? No
one's?
Doesn't wash. Sorry. Okay, fine. So we'll make it on the Kohen. So it talks about in a moment means it's not mine at all. I don't own anything. I just arrange which Kohen it gets to. So therefore, I can give it to Gidon, let him be Kona in his hand. But, Lachori, you would think, there's no kinyan agav or chalipin. Whose shita is that? Who says you can't be makne ba'agav or b'chalipin? Whose shita is that? If Melanda Tovas Hanah Eino Mamon. Therefore, I can't give it to Gidon with chalipin or with agav. I can only give it to Gidon with actually letting him be, kohen. That is agav money. So he's quoting the Itter. If you look it up, it's really in the Itter. Okay, there's a big problem in the Itter. And the Rambam paskins that way. It's a big problem in the Achronim, because the Itter seems to have a stira, perhaps, which we're not going to get into now. But this is the Shita of the Itter, quoted in the Hagos. You can look it up in the Itter if you want. It's just easier to see it in the Hagos Maimonides. And this is the Psach of the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'Maisa. Right? It says, therefore, Eina niknis be'agav u'b'chalipin. If it's not mamon, then I'm not a machne, I'm just arranging you to be kona. And therefore, eina niknis be'chalipin be'agav, if I want to give my matzah kinyan to a kohen or a levi, I have to give it to them physically. This could actually be a nafkamina. Let's say I have miser in my house, right? Could be nowadays, I have miser in my house, I want to I'm not going to give a miser to a levy, or better yet, I have miser honey in my house. I have a tree, I pick, it's a miser honey year. Everyone agrees. This man is there, yesh mekil not to give to a levy, because it's fake as a yiris. But everyone agrees you have to be real. Oh, they're real aniyim. Even nowadays, they're authentic aniyim. I have miser honey in my house. It's a big pain for me. What am I going to do? I don't see any aniyim. So it happens to me, I'm walking by the hotel. I have a brilliant idea. I find aniyim. I say, you know what? I have 5 shekel worth of miser honey in my house. Let's just do a business deal. Why don't I give you the miser honey, and then I'll buy it back for you for 5 shekel. You'll end up with 5 shekel, you're happy. He says, fine, how are you giving the miser honey? I don't sell it around here. Say, no problem. Give me your 3 tefachim of your cloak. I pick up 3 tefachim of his kapata, and now I'm machaneh him b'chalipin. I'm not a chalipin. I have to do an agav. So I said, fine. So give me a shekel. I'll give you a couple amos in my backyard, and with it, the mitroni. And then I'll give you back the shekel as a matana, and I'll give you 5 shekels of your mitroni. And I've been yilti the mitzvah d'oraita. Does that work? The answer is no. It doesn't work because it's not mammon, and I have no right to be matnet ba'agav. I can only give it to him physically. Therefore, it might be very hard to give mitroni until the ani is there physically. Okay, what do people do nowadays? They have someone else pick it up physically on behalf of the ani through zechiyah. Okay.
That's just the
Ramah? That would be halacha l'maaseh for us Ashkenaz. I mean, we can do whatever long this is going in the Ramah. But halacha l'maaseh for us Ashkenaz, we pass like the Ramah. You can't use agav, you can't use chalipin. However, what does the Ramah say? The Rambam passes very clearly. What did the Rambam pass in? The Rambam passes very clearly that you can be Meiser Sheni, the end of Hilchos Meiser Sheni. The Rambam paskins very clearly. Not only, you'll tell me if you think my diuk is right, all the achronim do, except for one, it's problematic anyway. Says the Rambam, umezaklin lo aleihem, talking about our case, right, the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, al gav karka. Okay, if the beer is coming, right, he interpreted like everyone against Rashi, the chest of beer, Misha, your parents are chokim yenim, yeah, what if your parents are chokim yenim, you need to do the nesina la'ani? No problem. Give him with Kenyan Agav. Right? Very, very clear. Or you can give him to someone else to receive it on behalf of them. Kenyan Agav is a matana. It's just a matana with a little chizuk from the side. But you can't give it to them with chalipin because it looks like mechira. What diuk would you make in the Rambam? Most of the Achronim made this diuk. He says, "Machne b'kinyan agav." How about chalipin? What diuk would you make in the Rambam? But he says you can't.
Except for
technical. Aval ein. We're only talking about this kahuna. This is the only thing that's coming up. If midar raisa, could you be machne b'chalipin? Does it sound like? Because what's the lashon? Narrates to mechira. It looks bad, right? Meaning, you're not really selling it. It's not shikachim versus lazy. Gemara says super duper harsh things about people actually sell the amount of skahuna, or rather, the amount of vitam. Here it's narrates to mechira. It sounds like Nida Oraisa. You can be makdem achalipin also. It's just narrates to mechira, so therefore it's pasnish. That's the diuk of the. Of the Rambam, nireis kimechira, maishas trumos v'matonos nelmar v'nevarim nesina v'lo mechira. So umashma shemida oraisa dam v'chalipin. Mida oraisa chalipin works also. As a matter of fact, it sounds like even b'diavad chalipin would work. Just like Achila, you shouldn't do it because it looks like Mechira, and Mechira's problematic. So the obvious the question is, how do we Yashiv the Rambam? Again, we don't pass this way. You pass it, you can't do Chalit, you can't do Agav, bustle. The Rambam sounds like you can do Agav, and theoretically, you can even do Chalit, but it just looks bad. You know, it's just a Gzeir Drabon. So, how do you Yashiv the Rambam? Because what is the Rambam Paskin about Tovas Hanah all over the Mishnah Torah? I don't know how many places I could give you. The Rambam passes all of Mishnah Torah that it's not Mammon, right? What are some of the ones I gave you? The Rambam helps Ishos Heivav. That's probably where he says that if you're Mekadesh a woman with, meaning you're the farmer, you're Mekadesh a woman with the Trumas from Isros, oh, now she can give it to whoever's going. No, doesn't work. It's Tovas Hanah Mammon. You haven't given her anything. Right? What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Trumos? Hilchos Trumos, what does he say in Hilchos Trumos there? Yud Beis, Kesvad. He says, Asher LeKohen. Yeah. The Mlokash by them. What if the Kohen steals them without permission? Zachbahem. If the Kohen takes it, then he can keep it. Right? That was the Kasha Tosan on top of Kohen. She'ain le by them in Melotobasanah. Tobasanah ain't a mammon. Right? Because I only have Tovas Hanah. So the Taka, when you stole it, you did something wrong. You violated this Vinda rights of Tovas Hanah. But I have no recourse because you didn't actually take anything from me. Right? You took away the chutz that I happen to have in my hand right now. But since that's not an actual violus, Therefore, it's a grama. Bigrama, you caused me some inochiyot. Bigrama, you caused me perhaps to lose the chance that I could have gotten some benefit here, directly or indirectly. But you didn't actually take anything of mine, because I owe nothing. Tosan Agamon, I'm a forest. Like the service name, he says, right? If you steal, I'm the farmer, not the coloring. If you steal, sure, for the coloring, of course you're a regular thief. If you steal from me, if the coloring takes it, then he doesn't have to be back. Likewise, if you steal your potter from Geneva, because Tosan Agamon, you haven't actually stolen anything with Mamun. So the Rambam's clear all over Shas Tosan Agamon. Right? But, Tova Tana. So, how do you answer the Rambam?
But actually, the third one you gave was from Hilchos Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Kohen, but someone else that says that God of Truma Gibal Israel Shafish and Mishalai Tashun Kateil, but he does have to give it back to him.
He does have to give it back to him. Why does he have to give it back to him? So that makes sense. Why does he have to give it back to him? Because, hold on, if it doesn't belong to the Bailim, who does it belong to? Right, let's true. It doesn't belong to me. Tosan Agamon. Who does it belong to?
The Kohen.
Or the Kohen. Right? We don't know. So if a Kohen takes it, he's like, fine. All I did is take where your Tosan Agamon. That's a moment. What if Yisrael takes it? Then it's a Vada, not his, right? It belongs to the Kohen. So you would say that. However, it belongs to the Kohen, but I still have my right of Tosan Agamon. Right? Since it doesn't, the Rambam would say, it's not in the hands of the owner, it's in the hands of a stranger. In the hands of a stranger, what should he do? He should give it back to me so we can tie what the Torah says, Tovas Hanah. I think that's the point. If the owner takes it, then I have no recourse. It belongs to the owner. If a third party takes it, then he has to give it away. Who should he give it to? He should give it to me. So I can give it to the Kohanim and have the Tovas Hanah, the Torah says. That doesn't bother me.
But can't he give it to the Kohanim?
Yeah, if he did give it to the Kohanim, I would have no recourse. Because like the Ishkadosh of Lo'i, we should tie him what the Torah says and give me the Tovas Hanah. Right? Even though it's not Mamon. L'chatchila, if we want to know who we give it to, give it back to me. And that's reasonable. So, the not mochrach, but reasonable. So, how do you answer up the Rambam? The classic question, how do you answer the Rambam? So, the Ktsos here has a wild answer. Matter of fact, it can't really be true. I don't know, two Ktsos in one day, that can't really be true. It's a big Ktsos. And maybe it could, but no one else agrees with him. The Ktsos here says something wild to answer the Rambam. What does the Ktsos say? Anyone? I have a whole page of Ktsos here, right? Tell me in one sentence what the basic way to answer this question for the Rambam is, according to the Ktsos. I know he develops a lot of ideas to support it. What's his basic answer to the Rambam on a simple level?
It's not Tovas. Tovas Hanah is not Mamon, but he still can give it to whoever he wants. That means something.
No, that's not what the Ktsos says. That may be what someone else says.
Huh.
What does the Ktsos say? The Ktsos says a tremendous Kiddush. It's not his Kiddush. It's a Kiddush of Rashi and Bava Kamma. What does the Ktsos say? In our Sugya, right, in the Rambam, you can use Kinyan Agav. Why can you use Kinyan Agav? It's not mine. So the Ktsos says, tremendous Kiddush, says the Ktsos, Kohen, Levi Ani, Lazdafu Kohen, the Kohen is Kone, I would say from Hefker, is Kone, on his own via Kinyan Agav, even without Das Acheret Mase. The Ktsos has a tremendous Chiddush here. You can be Kone the Kinyan Agav without a Makne. The whole Kasha was, if Tovas Hanah ain't no Mamon, there's no Makne. There's no Makne, have to use Kinyan Agav. Right? I mean, who gave it to you? I gave you some land. What made that it topple and go along with it? The Machne made it. If there's no Machne, how could there be Kinyan Agav? Says the Ktsos tremendous Chiddush, you can be Kohen of a Kinyan Agav without a Machne. Okay, then the Rambam has no problem. Taka Tovas Hanah Ainu Mamon, the Kohen has to be Kohen on his own from scratch, but you can be Kohen of a Kinyan Agav without a Machne. This is a tremendous Chiddush. Big Chiddush that you can be Kohen Hefker, for example, right? That's just an example. You could be Kona without Das Matne, or let's say a big Kiddush is that
Kenyan Agav works without a Matzah. That's the big Kiddush of the Sos. Now, that sounds like a crazy Kiddush. He says I can be Kona Hefker Ba'agav. He says I can be Kona Hefker Ba'agav. Meaning if I, let's say there's a Hefker field, and there happens to be stuff on that field. If I'm Kona the field, I do a Kini Chazak on the field, then Ba'agav, I'm Kona everything inside it. Even if I don't have a Kinyan Chatzar in some weird circumstance where I wouldn't have a Kinyan Chatzar, I'm Kona everything inside the Kinyan Agav. I can be Kona with Agav without a Makedah. That is a tremendous Kiddush of Iksos. The justification for that tremendous Kiddush of Iksos, that's the Mefurish Rashi in both Talmud, of Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, where it talks about someone who stole a Sadeh with a Para in it. You stole a field with a cow. So, how do you steal the field with the cow? So, you stole the field and then you also steal the cow. So, how? I would have said, once you steal the field, the king is hot, so you stole the cow, it was a Mishtameris field, or you were only the Tzido. Rashi says, that when you steal the field, you also steal the cow, the king of Agav. It's a Mufurish, it's a real Rashi. Sounds like a big fetish, but it's a Mufurish Rashi. He says, Rabbi Eliezer, there was sudden exelus, kona para ima v'chai v'shalom, the tafel nickname Agav Karka. You can steal something, king Agav. Obviously, when you steal, there's no machne. Right? Otherwise it wouldn't be stealing. Right? So I can steal the agav. So likewise I can take hefker ba'agav. Likewise the kohen can take the matanas ba'agav. And you don't need a maknet. So there is no maknet. But you could be kona without a maknet ba'agav. That's the tremendous kiddush of the ktsos. The ktsos points out, this is a tremendous kiddush. The ktsos points out that there are two scenarios in the agav. The Gemara discusses Kiddush Daf Chavav. Chav Zayin, do you need Svurim B'Tocho or not Svurim B'Tocho? Meaning, does Agav only work if the Metaphilin is in the Karka? Or even, right, if you say, I'll be Makne you some land in my front yard, and with that, the money I have in the bank vault. Right, so, do the Metaphilin be on the Karka, well, Svurim B'Tocho, piled up inside, or can the Metaphilin be anywhere in the world? So we pass it, Agav works from Tafel anywhere in the world. That's a very, very powerful kingdom. That's why they use it all the time in Rishonim, in Shtokas. Say, I'm Makna you, my Dalet Amos Beres Yisrael, or my Dalet Amos Shel Tvura, or if I am a homeowner, Dalet Amos my Chatzer. And Agav that, I can Makna you anything anywhere in the world. I can Makna you, a Schora that I have on a boat, sailing from China. So says, that's what the Makna. With a Makne, it works from a Metaphilin anywhere in the world. Without a Makne, it only works from a Metaphilin that are on the Chatzar. So you admit, without a Makne, it's not going to be so powerful. It'll only work from a Metaphilin that are on the Chatzar. Not from a Metaphilin anywhere in the world. It could be, he says, why? Because the Metaphilin that are on the Chatzar are really bottled to the Chatzar. So it could be that what the Ktos is trying to say here is, that there may be two totally different types. That's certainly what he seems to imply. Maybe there are two different kinds of Kenyan Agav. So the Kenyan Agav that I give you land, I give you metaphor anywhere in the world, that's more of a Kenyan Das Machne. It's a way, it's like Khalifin. It's a way we do one Kenyan, and then that helps us do another Kenyan because it really creates a, transactional financial context where we can then throw another Kenyan of also. So it could be that Agav, when it's anywhere in the world, is a Dasi Kenyan. I'm doing one serious Kenyan, once I'm doing a serious Kenyan, therefore I'm serious about all the other Kenyanim also. But Agav, when it's piled up on it, doesn't work because, we have serious Das now. Maybe Agav, when it's piled up there, works because it's all part of the land. And then it does totally make sense. If it's just based on serious Das, then that only works in the Makna. Agav, when there's fruit in China, tea in China, only works in the Makna. But if Agav Tzurim L'Tocho means it's bottled to the land, if it's bottled to the land, what do you need a Makna for? Whoever gets the land gets what's on it. So it could be that's the yisod of, it's not mochach. But that's certainly what it sounds like from the Tzos. What the Tzos is saying is that there's two types of Agav. One is Tzurim L'Tocho. Two is not Tzurin Latoko, meaning in China, and he points out the Rambam says a difference. The Rambam says, don't need to say Kni Agav when it's in the land. I don't need to specially say Kona with Agav. When it's not in the land, I need to say Kni Agav. So just expand that to the second difference. He said, Tzurin Latoko works even without a machne. Not Tzurin Latoko only works if there's Das Acheres Machne. Why? Because the metalphalin are bottle to the karka. So that's what he said. When the metalphalin are on the karka, they're bottle to the karka. And therefore, you don't really need a kinyan agav. There is no kinyan agav. When the top on the karka, it's not a kinyan agav. It's just if you're kona the karka, meila, you don't need a new kinyan agav. If you're kona the karka, meila, you're kona the mitalpulin. This is what the ksos says. Let me be very clear, the wonders of what the ksos says. Is that when it's from the Toko, it's not a new Kenyan called Agav. It's just part of the Karka. Whoever owns the Karka, me owns the Metalphalin. Whoever owns the Karka, me owns the Metalphalin. Because the Metalphalin are part of the Karka. So when you own the Karka, Mela, you own the Metalphalin. Right? That's the Lashon of it. So someplace here, he said that... Harehu kimo ha karka. Harehu kimo ha karka. Harehu kimo ha karka mamish. Right. It's kimo ha karka. What's the lundus of Tzur and Latocho? So, it's not sure, but it could be. What? Yes. How can you have gedel b'kinyan agav? Must be that enough through the machya. Maybe it's a new kinyan of creating a context of serious das machya, or maybe it's the same as for in the toko. Just the machne has the ability to connect metalphalin to faraway karka. So, just to review the one of the ksos, one of those so I might as well put it on the board. The ksos says clearly, how does Kenyan Agav work when it's for in the toko? It's part of the karka. It's whoever owns the karka, mainly. You don't need a new kinyan called agav. Whoever owns the karka owns the metalphalin. Therefore, it works even for gzeila, even, he says, for hefker, and even in our case, for matnas kuhuna, where there's no machne. Tzvur l'toko needs a machne, needs a mirsa machne. Why? I think with Doka, you state the same one, this is part of the karka. Just a machne has the right to make tea in China part of karka in Rehovot. That is a little dachuk. I think the simple pshat is that he says there are two different vyanim of agav. When it's from the tofa, it's like the karka. When it's not from the tofa, it's not like the karka. That's just a way of creating serious das machne. Normally, if I say you can have these metals and I have to do a maisa to make it a serious kinyan, here, when I'm already doing a maisa of karka, so therefore that suffices to make sure that I'm serious about giving you the metals also. And it's really just a kinyan of being serious about my das machne. Okay, that's the ksos. Let's bring it back here. Says the ksos that he makes this big kiddush, that kinyan agav, as long as it's on the land, works without das machne. And therefore, according to the Rambam, I can be machne, manas kunim, kinyan agav, even though I don't own them at all, because you don't need a machne for kinyan agav. That's the ikar kiddush of the ksos, which again is a mefurish Rashi. Okay, ksos gets into a little trouble. Explaining our Gemara, says, hold on a second. If agav doesn't eat das matnin, then what was Rava saying before now? So then what did Rava mean? Why did Rava think agav didn't work? And then he says, really, Rava is l'shitasein nedarim, according to many Rishonim. Rava in the Durham holds Tovas Hana is Mammon, and really what Rava meant by Tovas Hana ain't a Mammon, right? Lahaknos, Liknos, Agave Karka, but anyway, Tovas Hana is Mammon. If it is Mammon, then I need to be Machdeet. But even though Tovas Hana is Mammon, it's not mine Legamre, it's only a little mine. And he makes the finish, says, if it would be Hefker, you'd be going on your own. If Tovas Hana is Mammon, I have to be Machdeet to you. If I have to be Machdeet to you, then I need to use a valid Kinyan. You can't be calling yourself. And agav is not a valid kinyan for things I don't own totally. So he says, paradoxically, tovasana is not moment agav works, because you can be kona without a machnet. Tovasana is moment agav doesn't work, because I need to be machnet in my rights. And I can't be machnet in my rights for agav, because agav only works for things I own legamre. Okay, tremendous finish of the sos. And it's a funny way to read the Gemara, because like we thought Rav was saying it's not moment, and then the maskana, Rabbi Abba, who is not Makabel, right? Rav was saying it's not Mammon, the Stam of the Gemara is saying it is Mammon. He says no, Rav says it is Mammon, the Stam of the Gemara says it isn't. What the other thing the Ksos is going to have to say is that, so the Ksos is, I mean, it's a reasonable way of reading the Gemara. The problem is the Gemara, the two dachuk things about the Ksos is, A, Rava. Why does Rava think it doesn't work? Right? And then he has to say a new chiddush. That kinyan agav works if I don't own something, but not if I do own something, which is a chiddush. B, in the Rambam, you know, why would Chalifin work Midaraisa? Right? If it's not mine at all, if it's like Hefker, then you want to say that, it's not like Hefker, like Shev Kunish, it's not mine, there's no Machdeh. You want to say Agav works without a Machdeh, you have a Rashi to back you up. And you could stick the Rambam into the Rashi, could be Rambam a whole lot of Rashi. But why would Chalifin work Midaraisa if there's no Machdeh? Clearly, if there's no Machdeh, Chalifin can't work, I give you my Suda. But if you're not the Machdeh, what good does it do to give you my Suda? There's no way to say Chalifin works if there's no Machdeh. That's clear. There's Hefker on the street. Can I say, you don't take my pie and I'll get that Hefker? No, Chalifin only works if I give something to the Bailim. So why does Chalifin work Midoraisa? He's going to have to say when the Rambam that Chalifin doesn't work Midoraisa for the Rambam. And then when the Rambam says it's Nireis Kemechira, what he means is that Midoraisa, there's no way it can work because there's no Machdeh. And when the Rambam says it's nearest to Mechira, the Torah says, we know they not Mocher, what the Rambam means is, it is something that's a Mechira, and therefore the Torah says there's no Machne, which is a Dachuk reading of the Rambam. So I think there's a lot of Dachak in the Ksos here. So if there's a lot of Dachak in the Ksos here, then what do we say? Right? Again, the Ksos says Taka, Tosana Eno Mamon means Eno Mamon Bechlal, I don't own it at all, and therefore I can't be Machne at all. You're Konava Agav without a Machdeh, which is a Chiddush, but based on Rashi, and then he has to say there's two different levels, or even two different dinim, simple shot, of Agav. But it's Dachuk, because he has to give a very Dachuk shot in Rava, and why it doesn't work then, and he has to give a Dachuk shot in the Rambam, that really, Chalipin is not a problem with Niris, Chalipin is a problem with lack of Machdeh, which is not what it sounds like in the Rambam. Rambam could have just said, well, ain't it not going to chalipin, right? Because Tovasana ain't a mama, you're not a makna. Okay, what's the second shot? Anyone? Someone give me another answer? If Tovasana ain't a mama, how could I be makna?
Not monitoring right. That's a school to do something. That you could be makna. You're not monitoring the object.
Hold on, I'm not machne the object, I'm machne the right. But how can I be machne a right with Kenyan Agav? I'm saying maybe. So hold on, I'm not, but if Tovasana ain't a mammon,
then doesn't that mean that let's think about that for a second. You're saying it's not an ability, it's a right. If it's a right, what do you mean it's not mum? Then what makes it not mum when I own the right? I don't know, if I write easements on your property, isn't that mum? You can say no if you want. So the truth is, the Matnei Chaim at the end, I think I said in brackets you could read the whole Matnei Chaim, but it gets a little complicated to figure out exactly what he's saying. The Matnei Chaim at the end seems to make a finish, not the part that's not on this page. It's just, it's not 100% clear. There are some Achronim who take this idea and say, even Mandar Tovasana Eino Mamon, I still have Bailus of that Tovasana. I still own the Tovasana. If I still own it, what does it mean it's not Mamon? So this gets a little dachuk, but this has to do with the big machlok of poskim. Let's say a guy is mafresh truma and dies. Does his kid inherit the Tovas Hana? So most people say no. Tovas Hana ain't a mamon. We pass it in a mamon. So machlok shon pass it in a mamon. Kids don't inherit it. Let's say I give it to you and say, here, now you could give it to whatever coin you want. Now obviously, if you could give it to whatever coin you want, no one's stopping you, right? But do you have it? Can a coin just come and say no? Give it to me. Or do you really have the right? So most of them say no. Meaning, Tozana is not mammon. Someone dies, his kids don't get it. If he gives it to his friend doesn't get it. Tozana is an ability that this guy has, that's not in his hands, that he can't transfer that. However, the Matnei Ephraim is dealing with the Shach. The Shach says the guy dies, his kids inherit the Torah. Tozana. What I might have said is that the kids inherit the Torah because of the din that brought Kroi Davua, that a kid is like the father. So the Matnei Ephraim wants to make a big finish. Kids are at the end, after the part I said, he said that Tovas Hana Afi Lo Havi Mamon Lo Havi Tudor Shein Bo Mamash. It's not an abstract thing. Then how could the kids inherit it? Rather, it is a real zuchus. And that's what he says later on. He says that, if I can find it, 1 second. King and called who is the Leviathan would go from Atanos. Even if Tovah is not Mamon, Tovah is not Mamon. It still, the Bailam owns a right in these Matanos. That's the Matnei Ephraim. Says, the Sof Devarav and some Achronim pick up on this. Says, even Manda Omar, Eina Mamon, admits you have a Kenyan in the Peiros.
If you have a kid in the Peiros, why is it not mammon?
So here's where it's not so clear exactly what he's saying, but the Achronim assume that you have a Kenyan in these Peiros. What makes it not mammon? Meaning, why can't I be Mekadesh Shalom with it? Right? Why can't I sue the Kohen to give it back? Right? Why does the Ganav have to pay me Kefo if he steals it? So they say, this is maybe a little duck, a Kenyan in the Peiros, but that Kenyan is not considered Shavar Pruta. It's not considered to be Shavar Pruta. I do have a Kenyan in the Peiros. However, that Kenyan is not considered to be Shavar Pruta. The Kenyan is not considered to be worth Mammon. Now, why is this funny? Because I would think whether or not the Kenyan is considered to be Mammon or not should just depend on, you ask someone, how much they think it's worth practically. Meaning, how much would a person pay to be in this situation? Right? And either it's worth a pruta or it's not. That's a practical question. And the answer probably is, it depends how much truma there is. If there's 3 prutas of truma, then it's well, that's not worth a pruta. If there's $1,000 of truma, so that's the kiddush, that's the difficult formulation. But he wants to stretch and say, Tovasana is bailus. It is mammon. It is bailus. But why is it not mammon? It's bailus, it's just not bailus that's worth. It's just not bailus that's considered to be worth money. Therefore, for Gneiva, I can't sue you because it's not worth money. For Kedushin, it's not worth money. However, for Kinyanim, I can be mocking something that's worth
less than a pruta. It doesn't have to be worth money. So as we said, it is valueless, it's just not worth money. But this is a big chiddush. This is also a big chiddush. Big chiddush. Because it's l'chora, you'd think, if I own something, then if it's worth money, it's worth money. And go figure out in the shuk if it's worth money. That's what he seems to hint at the end. It's a very difficult formulation. I think the pashup shot is defending the Rambam is, what does the Kto say? The Kto says, no valueless, I'm not a makdeh. And then he has to go his whole derech of, you got a kinyan agav without a makdeh. The makdeh. Prime says, there is valueless even when I'm never a lav mamon. We would think that's the whole point of lav mamon, it's not valueless. There is valueless, and then, he is a makdeh. I think the pashup shot is, the best answer is, why can't you say, there's no bialus, tovus ana eino mamon. But he still is a makdeh. Okay, doesn't sound so attractive right now. If I'm not the bialim, then how can I be the makdeh? But I think that's what the makdeh, that's what Morty was saying before, that's what the makdeh Ephraim sounds like at the beginning of his simen. And I think that's the Mefurish Or Sameach also. Did I put the Or Sameach on the Mefurish sheet? Okay. I mean, it just says the same thing. It's in Zechiyo Matana Yud Aleph Tesvav, but it's in the middle of a very long Machlokes there. And I think that's what the Me'iri means with Pashta. So what does the Me'iri say here to defend the Rambam? The Me'iri says that first of all, he makes our argument from the Rambam that Bidya v'chalipa would work. But then he says, even though Tovsana Eino Mamon, Tomakom, Masha Eino Mamon, Holy Isham Tovsana, Nikni Bachalikum Tatlang of Karka. Right? Even though Tovsana is not Mamon, it's still, it's still Nikni Bachalikum Uve Kinyan Agav. Okay, he doesn't terribly explain exactly why. But the Machne Ephraim, the part on the page, in the Or Sameach says, what does he say? That what's found in the Rambam? One second, here we are. The way I printed it out, L'chora nira sharamam zel, sort of in the middle. Farsh lahaf yistam talmudic hamid or rabbi lo avid shaper ma'id lo kibbles alfi shdavat anayim mamam kol makam kemishesh koch l'bayil litl nisha yirtu shapi makam matzi lak nosam ba'agav. What does he mean by that? He says, Tosanah is not mamam, but since you can give it to whoever you want, you can be makna ba'agav. What does he mean by that? So I think what they're trying to say is that Taka, Tozan is not Mamon. I'm not the Bible. Right? However, what did the Torah tell me to do? The Torah told me I could give it to whoever I want. I'm not the Bible. I don't own it. But I'm in charge of giving it to whoever I want. So hold on a second. I don't own it, right? But I'm in charge of giving it to whoever I want. If the Torah put me in charge of giving it, then what does that make me? Makes me a machneh. If I give you something and say, this is not yours at all, but you should give it to whoever you want, then you're a machneh. You might not be the bialim, you don't own it. But the owner put you in charge of being machneh. Right? So if the owner put you in charge of being machneh, then you're considered a das machneh. I think that's pashup shat. Pashup shat is that even though Eina Mamon and the Mafrish has no bailus, he has the Torah gives him the role of a machneh. That's the whole point of Tovah Tanah. The whole point of Tovah Tanah is that you are supposed to be a Machneh. What does Tovah Tanah mean? Ishus Kavashav Lo Yu. What is it? Tovah Tanah means that you're not a Machneh at all. You could just, like, decide who could be Kona, who can't be Kona. That's sort of a silly formulation. You're not the Machneh at all. You're not the Machneh at all, but you decide who should be Kona. Why should you decide who should be Kona if you're not the Machneh? So, Tovah Tanah Mamma says you're the Bible. Tovah Tanah Einon says you're not the Bible. The Shevet Kahuna is the Bible. The Shevet Levi is the Bible. The Shevet Anim is the Bible. However, Hashem gave you the job of being Machneh. Some of the later Achonim appear to something called Pniyam and Aslahaknos. If I give you something, I say, here, take this only for the purposes of being Machneh to someone else. Right? Take this only for the purposes of being Machneh to someone else. So maybe you're not a real Bible. However, you have the right to be Machneh. You don't own the Peros. However, you have the right to be Machneh the Peros. So maybe that's Shah, that the Torah gave you Zeres HaKasav, that you should be Machneh. Therefore, even though you don't own, usually don't own something, you can't be Machneh, but even though you don't own something, you still are considered a Machneh.
So then why should a Kohen be able to just take it?
What?
The Torah gives you the right to be Machneh to somebody. What gives us the right to just...
He doesn't have the right to take it. The Zayver has to take it.
Because
Bidi Eved, basically, Bidi Eved, he stole your right to take it. But it doesn't matter. If you steal something that's just an abstract right, that's not actually bailus on a concrete object, then it's not actionable. Then you don't have to give it back. The coin did an Zayver. The coin did something wrong.
There he did.
He did something wrong. Everyone would agree the coin did something wrong, I think. The question is exactly what did something wrong.
No, totally. If you call a hefker, then the coin is not doing anything
wrong. Well, he's still violating the pasuk of Tovah Tanah, right? So he still at least was violating the bris levi in some respect. But in fact, the coin did something wrong. It's just not actionable because he didn't actually take a concrete object from you. So again, maybe you could say that since the whole point of Tovah Tanah, Lamandar in a moment, that it's not yours, but you still give it to someone. That's the point. Hashem gave you the job of being Machneh, even though it's not yours, you still have the job of being Machneh, and therefore you can use Agav, and you can even use Chalifa, Midoraisa, and maybe even B'dieved, like the Meiri says, because you're the Machneh, even though you're not a Bailim. Usually, who besides the Bailim is Machneh? And that's an Ami. Usually only the Bailim is Machneh. But, here the Torah tells you to be Machneh, and after all, there are other cases like that. I can make you my shliach to be Machneh, right? You're a Machneh, right? Even though you're not the Bible. Okay, that's a little funny. You're representing the Bible.
We said that the Rambam never meant you could be Machneh Tovah Tanah just by Truma. You could be Yotzei your Chiyuv Nesina.
Right, that's the point. It's not that you're Machneh the Tovah Tanah. You're not Machneh the Tovah Tanah. You're Machneh the Truma. Oh, how can I be Machneh the Truma if it doesn't belong to me? That's the Xeris HaGavim that doesn't belong to you, but you're Machneh in anyway. But exactly, you're not Machneh the Tovah Tanah. Right? The role of... You're not Machneh the Tovah Tanah, you're Machneh the Truma. Yeah, why you're Yotze, you're Nesina. Ah, okay, but why doesn't Nesina have to be physical? Why can't Nesina do Chalipin or Agav? So obviously Nesina means Haknah. Because when you have a mitzvah nesina, that means you have a mitzvah haknah. Haknah is nesina. So again, the Torah gives not only the role, but the mitzvah of nesina. If there's a mitzvah nesina, you have to do a nesina. What does nesina mean? Nesina doesn't mean physical handing over. Nesina means to give it to someone. And this is just a funny case. Where even though you don't own something, you're still a Machneh. Why? That's the Xeris HaKasav.
How come for Gittin we say Nesina and Haknah could be two different things?
Well, that's a big machlokes to be shown. Because there's Menasim B'Yadah, so that might be different. Menasim B'Yadah might be different.
Does it mean Menasim here also?
What? Yeah.
But it doesn't, there's no
Drasha. There's no B'Yadah, so maybe that's what makes a difference.
We have
this idea of Tovah Tanah. There's an interesting discussion about tzedakah and the Mordechai here. What if I'm mafresh tzedakah? Why is Tovah Tanah? And what's the status of that Tovah Tanah?
So you wouldn't have the limit.
Normally assume if you're mafresh tzedakah, you're Tovah Tanah. Right? If I say this money is tzedakah, that's chal, but I have the Tovah Tanah.
They wouldn't have limitations of nesina if it's a truman.
Ah, that's an interesting question. What if a map for tzedakah, when the Torah doesn't say nesina? What if a map for tzedakah? Although the Torah does say nesina by tzedakah also, no sotiten lo. So it's an interesting question. I'm not sure what to say. It could be one of the general category.
You could say that a truman, the yubim is different things. Tzedakah is more open-ended. You don't have to ask how much.
Okay, so just to summarize, we have the itzer is very simple, and that's the way the Rambam passes. Tovus and Ayin Mamon means nothing belongs to me. If it doesn't belong to me, I can't be makdeh ba'agav b'chalipin. You can only be kone it. The Rambam says I can be makdeh ba'agav. He really sounds like I can be makdeh b'dievit or b'daraisa b'chalipin. Also, why the Tzov says I can't be makdeh at all? Just a chiddush, you can be kone ba'agav without a makdeh. Then he has to give him some dechak. The Mashnah Prav at the end seems to imply that really everyone agrees Tovus Hanah is mine. Everyone agrees Tovus Hanah is a kinyan. When they argue whether it's mammon, they mean is the kinyan worth mammon or not? That's also a big chiddush. L'kuli alma Tovus Hanah kinyan. The machlok is whether it's a kinyan sheshava mammon or kinyan she'inu shava mammon, which is a chiddush because normally you think your kona, you measure for shava mammon by practical means. And then maybe with the Matnei Ephraim, I think of the Ursa Mech are saying, is that really Tovus Hanah ainu mammon? I don't own any kinyan in these payrolls. However, the Torah gives me the right to be makneh, even though I don't own something, and even though normally if you don't own something, you're not a makneh. In this particular case, that's exactly Xeris Agosov, that it's not mine, but I am still a makneh. Why? Because the Torah gave me the job of being makneh. And, you know, on the one hand, it's very simple, but if you accept it, it's a very elegant solution to the Rambam. Okay, lahor, those are the three ways we miyashe the Rambam. I'm a little partial to the last way. Which is, again, it breaks the rules, but maybe that's exactly the point. The Torah told us to break the rules. Isha said a shav lo yiyu, that even though it doesn't belong to you, l'man d'reino mamon, the Torah still says that you're the matra. Okay, the last ha'orah that I want to make, because I really don't want to get into it all, is just in the Tosus in Raffel of Tomo Muskerlo, Tosus asks a kasha. So it says, the sefer, k'zani shikibus chadim ideh. In the Mishnah, if you look at the Mishnah inside, it says, they paid a pruta for the karka in order to have either the kinyan agav or kinyan chatzar, depending on what day in the Gemara you're tasking like. Right? So they paid a pruta for the karka. Right? So in the end, remember, they didn't do chalipin, right? Because the sina ksibbuhu and chalipin is derech mekka chomenkar. They did either agav or chatzar, depending on how you paskin. The Rambam paskins agav. And so you have to be makna the money, the karka. How are they makna the karka? With kinyan kesef. So Tosfos says in Torah, Michael Luskari, Lahashlam, Lahashlam, Khalifin. Why did they have to bother to take out money, take out the ball to give money for the karka? Just rent them the karka or lend them the karka with Khalifin. The Shlomer Tosfos says, the Fisher, the Shabu Sirus, Eno Nikne, Ta Khalifin. Tosfos says that all are shas. He says the same thing in Kedushin. He says the same thing in Erechin. She'ela and Tzchiris are not nicknames by Chalipin. So that is a tremendous Kiddush. That is a tremendous Kiddush. So, Hem She'ela u'Tzchiris nicknin by Chalipin. Could you do a Kinyan Chalipin on renting and borrowing? So, Tosos, all over Shas, says no. Why? Tosos goes so far in Erechin as to say that what is Shalem Sirus like? It's like Tovus Hanah. You're not really getting anything. Like Tovus Hanah, ain't no more, right? Like Tovus Hanah, you're not really getting anything. And if you're not really getting anything, then you can't use Chalipin. The Rush here argues. Right, the Rusher says that's crazy. What do you mean?
Somebody getting the money back. It's not called. Yes, when you make chalipin, you usually take it back.
So it's funny. I mean, the whole chalipin is you take it back. That's a very good question. But it doesn't seem to bother Tosfos. The Rusher argues, the Rush says can't be. Says the Rush here. By a nearer zochas to inshel and nicknay tarka nicknay v'chalipin, but a nearly zochuk mikan. No, it's not true. They got the tishah. Why didn't Lazman look at v'chalipin as man yaduah? Ella, why didn't he just give mekinyan l'zman? which we're not going to get into that. Elohad Deparchi, Lohel of Sud, Likens Valib, and I learned the Gunnish word, Sarah Faction of Akarka, Lokimi Sarah Faction of Akarka, Yosar Kalite Pruto, the Scar, Mikhail Kalipen,
says the Rush. The Rush says not true, it is Mikhail Kalipen, so just why didn't they use Kalipen? So Tosa says because it doesn't work for Shelos Chiris. The Rush says because it's easier to give a pruta. Tosa says, no, they would have. It's easier to do Chalipin. Tosa says, no, it's easier to do Chalipin. How do we know it's easier to do Chalipin? The Gemara earlier said, right? Rabbah said, why didn't they do Chalipin? Didn't they have a sugar? Chalipin's easier. So why didn't they give Mamrits? Chalipin doesn't work for Shelos Chiris. The Rush says, no, Chalipin's easier. Sorry, Pruta's easier. Kesef's easier. Why didn't they do Chalipin? Because it's easier to do Kesef. It's easier to take up one coin out of my pocket than to start handing over my clothing. Right? It's easier to take it out of my pocket than to have you hold, you know, take my clothing. Or other kalim. I mean, people didn't have as many kalim in those days. So I had money, and I had my clothing. Why don't I want you to start fooling around with my clothing? Zlonayim. Better to give you a pruta. Ah, didn't the Gemara earlier say wouldn't have been better to do chalipin? All the Gemara meant it would have been better to give the just the produce to chalipin and not have to lose, not have to give up his land. That's all they meant. But once he has to give up his land, it's more convenient to give up your land and pay a pruta than to give up your land and start touching other people's clothing. Okay, this is a fasting machlokes. Can I become a shelos tiras b'chalipin or not? I just want to point out that you should hyperlink this to our notes early in this year. We had a big chakir about the nature of tiras, if we recall. Is tiras mimkel yome? Is tiras really a kinyan? It just has a time limit? Or is tiras really just as close to shamshas? Meaning, when I rent you something or lend you something, or am I really giving you the object? You just have to give it back later. Or am I really just giving you the right to use the object? Is it a real mechira or not? So this would seem to time this machlokas. If Sears is a real mechira, then the Rush is probably right. What do you mean? I'm really selling it to you. It's just temporary. But if Sears is just, I'm letting you use it, then Tosas makes sense. But a chalipin is to actually give things. Chalipin is not letting you use things. That's an abstract kind of thing, more like Tosas on the other, not nicknames, but chalipin. So, okay, there's...
Even that, it's a stronger Tolus Hanah than what we would say is here by Truma. Because if you rent me a field, and I pay you money to rent the field, and somebody else comes in and starts using it, he has to pay me.
Correct. It's for sure stronger. But nonetheless, the Tolus Machadish, that it's not a real mamon. It's not really something. So the simple shot is, without getting into details, simple shot is the lumdus. Simple shot in the lumdus is the Rush would say that schirus is a mechira lizman, and Tosus might say that schirus is a zechus hishtamshus. I'm giving you the right to use it. I'm not actually giving it to you. And we already discussed this earlier in the year, so just to hyperlink it to that. Now we're ready to go weiter in the Gemara. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Where are we up to? We're up to the fourth line of Dr. Bezim and Aleph, right? Okay. Gufa. Ros and Ros Nachor Tziga Bechuli Amar Biyomi Amar Yochman Hushra Tachrei Magiyan. Right, we saw that if you're chasing after a tzvi or a birds, what kind of birds? Gozlos, little birds. Then that's only if you catch up to them. By Biyomi Hanaheiach. What if it's Matana V'Dasa Hersmakta Kimli Rabber Kana Hushra Tachrei V'Ina Magiyan? No, in a Matana works even if you couldn't catch them. We already discussed this. By Rava. Now, this is the background for the Ibaya of Rava. The Ibaya of Rava appears twice in Shas, which is going to be the cause of all of our difficulties. Zarak Arniki Bepeza Zed Yosfeza Acher. I throw a wallet into your house. It goes in, right? Goes in one ear and out the other. It goes in one window and out the opposite window. Mahu.
What is the din? Are you kona or not? Meaning, do you have a kinyan chatzer if something is flying through your airspace?
So, what's the suffix?
Aver she'in sof lanuach, kamuna thami olo, is aver she'in sof lanuach. Meaning, aver she'sof lanuach, the assumption is kamuna thami. Right? If I would throw it into your house and it's gradually landing and it's about to hit your carpet, then you're kona already. You're kona before it lands. It's going to land. Over here, though, it's going through your airspace and out the other side. Right? So what if I throw something through your airspace? Are you kona or not? It's avir. It's in your avir, but it's in sof lanuach. So does that count as being in your chaser, or does it not count as being in your chaser? So, Amar le Rav, the Rav, the Amar la Ravina le Rav, live on Yom Nisan. This is the Mishnah. Right? At first they want to say this is the Mishnah. Why? The Mishnah is also just passing through your airspace, right? The birds or the tzvi, right? Rosen Rasan Akram Sir Ramar of Yirmi Yamar of Yovna Usha Rasakhani Magina Bar of Yirmi Matana Ayah, the Kibla Vinay Rav Ravan Matana Usha Rasakhani Magina. So what do we see? What does he say? What does he answer? He answers, you're kona or not kona? What's he trying to say? Is he trying to say you're kona or not kona? You're kona. Kamuna Tami. Why? Because the wallace flying through your airspace is the same as the deer running through your field. Right? It's going through, but it's not going to land. Right? It's going out the other side. And what do we see? We see that you have to be able to catch it, which you probably can't catch the wallet. But if it's a matana, right, then even though you're ratzak rei me'enagian, even if you can't catch it, meaning in matana, even though it's not sofa lanuach, it's kamuna tami, you're the kinyan chaser, even though it's going out the other side in matana. So the answer is you're kona the wallet. Right, this could probably not such a creative scenario, maybe it can happen. So you're kona the wallet. Okay, the Gemara just said, is that really a valid comparison? Is the tzvi really like the wallet? No, because the tzvi is on the ground. I'm like, this galgel cover, it's galgel muna tami. This is what you're comparing avir to this galgel. This galgel means rolling. I roll a ball, right? That's the same as tzvi. That we're not going to call it tzvi. Right? There's a difference between something in your airspace and something on the ground. On the ground, even though it's going out the other side, it's on the ground. That's kimono thummy. In the avir, if it's ain't self-lanuach, we haven't been poshed ibaya. It could be that it's lost kimono thummy. Okay, so in the end, we weren't poshed ibaya because misgalgel is different from avir. But at least before we knew that, we tried to be poshed ibaya. Now, what is the problem with this sugya? What does Rashi say? Now, we're trying to reposhed it from what kind of case? From a case of matana or a case of mitziah? Matana. And what does Rashi say, strangely enough? Zorak ariki vehem kiro mechalakodem. That was hefker. Again, zorak. It's not pashut pshat, right? Zorak. If I throw something, it sounds like I'm giving this matana. Rashi says, no, zorak means I'm throwing it out. I'm throwing my wallet out. I don't want it anymore, it's hefker. Okay, strange thing to do. And therefore, Rava's Ibaya was in hefker. That's very peculiar because in the Gemara we bring in the context of Matana. So why would Rashi do such a peculiar thing? I mean, Rashi does, says Tosos. One thing, says Tosos. He also passed a Kasher. Longer seen a Va'afgari. We don't have the Girsa Va'afgari, which of course tells us that. Some people did have the Girsa Va'afgari, right? So first of all, Rashi. Did Rashi have the Girsa Va'afgari? You tell me, did Rashi have the Girsa Va'afgari?
No.
Rashi didn't have the Girsa Va'afgari, then why would he have to write in Kirill HaKodim? Right? It doesn't make any sense. Va'afgari, like, why does he have to explain further with Kirill HaKodim?
Unless the word HaKodim, he needs
to. Every Hefker is HaKodim, no?
Yeah, but he was emphasizing that.
But, I mean, is there another kind of Hefker that's not HaKodim?
Why didn't he know that? Why didn't Rashi add those words?
Okay, good. So hold that in mind. Oh, good. Keep that in mind. Okay. Who did have the Girsa of Afgari, by the way? What did Rabbi Shonim say? Whose Girsa was Afgari? Rabbi Yudaigon. Rabbi Yudaigon had the Girsa of Afgari. How do we know that the Yudaigon was that Girsa from Rabbi Yudaigon? The Rishonim Sfarim in general had Masoras as to who added certain things or in the Gemara, and they have Rabbi Yudaigon. So Rabbi Yudaigon and Rashi say Va'afgari. And some Rishonim Greek Tosa says, Lomit Nim Va'afgari, the Ha'chashli Dasgar Smakno. So, because we put in the category of Dasgar Smakno, the Maisi Rai, Matana. we're trying to prove from Atana. The Afgrim came the Ashiyas are the other on the Hefker. If he was Mafker, then as soon as it left his hand, it was Hefker. It was Shasachia, like a Dasacheris. And there's no Dasacheris Machnet, right? As soon as it leaves my hand in the street, it's Hefker. By the time it's over, there's no Dasacheris Machnet. So then the whole Gemara wouldn't work. Elo lo using the Afgrim, lo olum hushol, he shall lo Ashiyas gaba Afgrim. And it's really mine until someone else takes it. It's a regular Matana. Okay, so Tosa says Matana. Rashi says, Hefker. Who's right in our sugya? If you only had our sugya, if you only had our sugya, who's right? Tosfos, obviously. Obviously, if you only had our sugya, Tosfos is right. All the Rishonim say, if you only had our sugya, Tosfos is right. All the Rishonim say, if all you had was our sugya, Rashi would be crazy. Rashi would be unjustifiable. But why is Rashi actually justifiable? Because Rav Zibaya comes up in two sugyas, right? The other sugya is Daf Kofez and Aleph, a fascinating sugya. They're discussing various cases of different people who rent, you know, the guy who owns the field. Then Reuven rents his field to Shimon. And then Levi's animals come in and leave behind their presents, their droppings. So nowadays we would consider that to be a very annoying thing, right? If your dog comes and leaves presents on my lawn, then I complain about you to the, you know, I don't know who everyone's supposed to complain to. But in those days, it was valuable fertilizer. So who owns it? So the Gemara here discusses Kol et me'avir amai havi shalo avir chatzeruhu. The Gemara says that if someone snatches it, someone snatches it out of the air, let's say Tefker, right? Levi sends his animals to graze in random places. Levi doesn't want the droppings, right? It's Tefker. Levi's not interested in the droppings. So, whoever snatches it out of the air wins. Why? Avir chatzeruhu. Isn't it in the avir of someone's chatzer? So, Rava says, avir shein tov lanuach lav kemunach. Rava says, no. If I snatch it out of the air, it's avir she'ein sofa lenuach, right? Because it never hit the ground. Avir she'ein sofa lenuach, if it's in your airspace, but it's not going to hit the ground, then it doesn't count. Isn't this me by Rav? It's a by Rav Zarek on because it's Zevi. Yatsasa Pesach Zeh Mahu. Avir she'ein sofa lenuach kemunach dami alav kemunach dami. Isn't this me by of avir she'ein sofa lenuach? The Gemara answer is no. So how come Rav says here for sure it's not kemunach dami? If Rav had an Ibaya, it says no problem. Where it says, in the end, Rav's case, just like our case there, because the Galgal is better than Avir Shein Sof L'Nuach, Rav's case there is worse than Avir Shein Sof L'Nuach, because what does it mean? It means that as the animal is defecating, is excreting its droppings, I'm holding a Kli to catch it. If I'm holding a Kli, that means it's not in the Avir of your Chatzar. It's in the airspace of my kli, not the chutzer. So I was mastic the avir of your chutzer. So then for sure you have no taina. Because it was never in the airspace of your chutzer. So I was mastic it. It's in the airspace of my kli. Okay.
Wasn't that the answer of
Abai? What?
Wasn't that
Abai? Abai's answer is the madbik. No, Abai takes it further. He says, madbik kli b'shulei para. I actually attached the kli to the para. Rava says, no, I didn't attach the kli to the para. I'm holding it in midair. But once I'm holding it in midair, that's mafsik the avar of your chutz. So you're right, it's awfully similar in the end. Yeah. It's awfully similar. But Abaye goes further. Abaye says that that when I'm attached the kli to the para, I put a bag on the para, then it's not even the avar of your chutz at all. It never is in the airspace. It's immediately in the kli, right? It's never in the air. Rav says, even though it is in the air, it's fine as mafsik, it's in the airspace of my kli, right? Here's the airspace of your chutzer, but now it's in the airspace of my shtender. It's right here, in the airspace of my shtender. So that's the chiddush of Rav. Even if I didn't put a bag on the par and I let it be in the open air above my shtender is mine, not the owner of the forest. Okay, the problem is over there, what we're talking about, the droppings from the animals there are hefker. That's clearly not a matana. There's no Dasacheris Machnet. What do you mean? A guy sends his animals around, and the animals are wandering around, and the Glolim are Hefker. So over there, Rava's Ibaya was brought as a Raya to Hefker. Over here, was brought as a Raya to Hefker. Right? What did Rava say? Rava says, Abi Aver, she ain't so blue, not Kimuna. Says, wasn't an Ibaya. Hold on. Rava says, by Hefker, it's not Tumuna Sami. So the Gemara says, but wasn't an Ibaya? They're not saying, wasn't an Ibaya by the Tana. Right, an Ibaya by the Tana by Hefker doesn't work, but they meant it wasn't an Ibaya even by Hefker. So that proves the Ibaya is by Hefker. So that is the problem. The problem is that here we have the Yud Beis of an Aleph, where it's compared to Matana, and the Kuf Beis of an Aleph, it's compared to Hefker. So you have to figure out which is the controlling sugya. What was Rava really? What was Rava really? Really talking about? So Rashi and Rav Yudai go and say that it's Hefker across the board. And Tosa says, nope, it is Matana. We have to see what he says about the Gemara on Daf Kuf Beis. So, let's start with Tosos, I guess. So Tosos says that it's a Matana. If it's Matana, then how does he explain the Gemara on Daf Kuf Beis? If Rav Zibai was only in Matana when Daf Kuf Makne, then how is that a Kasha Daf Kuf Beis? By Hefker, he says you're not Kona. Great, by Hefker is not Kona, by Das HaKeres Mach, it's an Ibaya. What was the problem with Daf Kuf Beis? How do you defend Tosos? Which Rishon agree with Tosos, by the way? Who did the Rishon quote as agreeing with Tosos? They all quote Rav Yudai going agreeing with Rashi. Who did they quote agreeing with Tosos? What? The Ramban does know. The Ramban agrees with Rashi in the end. Who do they quote agreeing with Tosos? Who does the Rashba quote agreeing with Tosos? I think. The Ravid. Right? What did the Ravid say? We don't have the Ravid, but the Rashba quotes. The Ravid. Right here, he says, "Var right, the Zal Pirish Lahakas Argarnigi b'matana kipshata d'shvaitzen." Right, the Ravid says it's matana kipshata d'shvaitzen. All right, so how does the Ravid deal with the Gemara in? Fine, how does Tosfos and the Ravid deal with Gemara later on? If it's b'matana, why are they bringing a kasha over there? There by Hefker, he said that it's not Koneh. So by Matana he had an Ibaya, why is that Akasha? We know from Daf Yud Beis there's a difference between Matana and Hefker. Why is it Akasha? Right? No? No one wants to help save Tosos? Tosos is funny, he works great in the sugya. But you read Tosos, it makes it look like Rashi's the idiot, right? Rashi bringing Hefker, what are you talking about? Our Gemara is so clear, comparing to Matana. Obviously, it's not Shaykh. Obviously, Rashi doesn't know what he's talking about. But Tosfos conveniently ignores the Gemara later on, right? You know, we have to answer up the Gemara later on for Tosfos also. What's Pshat? Anyone? No one's going to help Tosfos?
Different kind of Hefker. It's Hefker with Kol HaKona. He has in mind for something to be Kona, so it's not special.
That's the Ramban's defense of Rashi. You really don't want to defend Tosfos? Okay, if you don't want to, I can't force you. Can I? Right? How do you defend Tosfos? Anyone?
Why not have Levi's in both situations?
Ah! Okay, who said Levi's in both situations? Who said Levi's in both situations? The Ritva says that very, very, the Ritva says that very mefurish, right? I think the Ritva and the Rashba end up saying the same things, but, how do you answer up to that? They're clearly... It's talking about Hefker. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says the Ibaya was about both Matana and Hefker. The buying was about both. Rabbi Mibaya, what's the din Matana? And what's the din Hefker? He was Masopik on both. How did they know? They had a Masora that he's Masopik on both Matana and Hefker. Therefore, in our Gemara, they say, well, if Rava's in the Gemara later on, they say, well, if Rava's the Sopik in Hefker, how come? He knows the answer is that it's not Kohen and Hefker. And they say, oh, Hefsikli is different. In our Gemara, they say, he is in Yibai about both. And the answer is, Matan is Kohen, and Hefker is not Kohen. So Zibaya was about both. How did they know Zibaya was about both? Because they had a Masorah. Right. I mean, how did the Amoraim who quoted Rav in the Gemara know that Zibaya was about both? We know from the Gemaras. How did they know Zibaya was about both? Because they were telling me different from Rava, and they heard from him, Baal Pan, the original context, that Zibaya was about both. That's the answer, the Ritva, and it is a fairly straightforward answer. Says the, just the Lush of the Ritva, says the Ritva. Banachon divides Rava bein behefker bein b'matana ba'atzberg hashol parchim minelin hefker v'hachar tarvayu. Right over there, we're asking about the hefker aspect, and over here we're dealing with both, and we're saying matana is kona and hefker isn't. So Yibaya was about both. That's the Ritva. The Rashba quoting the Ravid sounds more like he is explaining the Ravid. It's not so clear which part is the Ravid and which part is the Rashba adding. Sounds like it's the Rashba adding here. The Rashba said, he said the same thing, just a little sharper. He said the same thing, just a little sharper. So it's not, I'm not saying the machlokas between the Ritva and the Rashba. Just the Rashba says it, he adds something. The Rashba adds. He's not arguing with the Ritva. I mean, the Ritva's not arguing with him. He says, what makes us think that Rava Zibaya was being B'da Seher's Matneh, being B'Sha'im B'ar Seher's Matneh? What's the Lashon of the Zibaya? What's the Lashon of the Zibaya? No? Not the Zarkari's part. How does he analyze his own Zibaya? How does Rava analyze his own Ibaya? What does he say? Is Avrish Ein Sof Lanuach Kimunach or not? Okay, meaning, is it considered to be on the ground? Is it considered not to be on the ground? Okay, what's the difference in Das Acheres Machneh and Nas Acheres Machneh? He says it's very lumbish Pshat, the Rashba. Does Das Acheres Machneh versus Hefker, Ratana versus Hefker, Das Acheres Machneh, not Das Acheres Machneh, make something be on the ground or not be on the ground? Like if something could be on the ground in Matana and not on the ground in Hefker? Does that make sense to you? Simcha? No, it's nothing with what's on the ground. What does Das Acheres Machneh have to do with? What difference does Das Acheres Machneh make? Hopefully we should have answered that recently. Most people say Das Acheres Machneh is the difference whether it's Mishtamer or not, right? It's Mishnah, I'll say Das Acheres Machneh. It's also in Paris, also Rush, and the Rush, and others. Or it could be that Das Acheres Machneh makes a difference in terms of whether you can have Shlichos, or whether you can have Chatzim Yipan Shlichos or not. That's Rashi, right? So yeah, Das Acheres Machneh, and the Rambam of Yosef, Das Acheres Machneh makes a difference in terms of Chatzim Yipan Shlichos. It makes a difference in terms of Mishnah. But it doesn't make something be on the ground or not be on the ground. Right? So what does the Rashi say? The Rashi is very, very sharp. He says, the suffix of Rava wasn't whether you are Kona, bottom line. He didn't just say Kani or Lo Kani. Right? Then he would have had to pick, am I talking about Matana or am I talking about Hefker? And, you know, Matana and Hefker would be different. His suffix was was whether Avir She'ein Sofalanuach is Timunach or not. His suffix had nothing to do with the difference between Matana and Hefker. His suffix wasn't about all the different aspects. He says, you know, when it comes to Mishtamer and not Mishtamer, Dasakaris Machna, not Dasakaris Machna, let's leave that aside for now, he says. Forget about that. I have only one suffix now. Is airspace considered to be on the ground or not on the ground? Meaning, is something in your chutzer, if it's in the air of your chutzer, she'ein sofa lenuach, or is it not in your chutzer? That suffix has nothing to do with Dasakaris Machna or not. Like, Dasakaris Machna doesn't affect whether Avir she'ein sofa lenuach kamunach dami or not. It might affect whether, if it's kamunach your kona or not. Right? Dasakaris Machna only changes whether, if it's kamunach your kona. But it doesn't affect the question of whether it's munach or not. That's the half of the Rashba. That's the oneness of the Rashba. This is just getting a little weak. So, his suffix and the difference between Matana and Hefker is only if it is munach with your kona, but not whether it's to munach or not. Dasakaris Machna tells me if it is munach, my kona or not. Then the answer is if it is munach, I'm kona atana and not hefker. But Rava's question was, is it munach in the first place or not? So, what are we, why is it, so what are we poshek? So says the Rashba. In that kufbeis, Rava used the lashon avir she'ein sofa lenuach, lav kamunach. So you have a question, isn't he bayo whether it's kamunach or not? Nothing to do with whether it's kona or not, whether it's kamunach or not. And our sodya, Rava says he bayo whether or not it's kamunach. So what do we prove? We prove that it is kamunach because you're kona in matana. Right? And therefore, you know, Rava has nothing to do with the difference between Matana and Hefker. You couldn't have answered in Daf Kufbeis, well, this Matana, that's Hefker. So the difference between Matana and Hefker is only if it is Munach, is it Mishtamer? Or if it is Munach, is it Chatz Mitam Yadav Mitam Shlichus? If Rava has a steer whether it's Kamunach or not Kamunach, Daf Kufbeis Machna doesn't change whether it's Kamunach or not. That's the chaf of it. It's a very lumdish Rashba. That's the chaf of the Rashba. Just, you know, here's your flow chart. You know, here's your avir. Is it kamunach or lav kamunach? If it is kamunach, am I kona or am I not kona? Rava is discussing this question, whether it's kamunach or not. Dasacheris Machna affects this question. Even if something is munach, my kona, I'm not kona everything that's munach in my chaser, right? I'm not kona anything in my chaser. If I have a chaser that's open to the rabbin, if I'm 100 miles away and it has no fences, even if something's munach in my chaser, I'm not kona. That's the name of the shaman. Right? So therefore he says that's why Rava's question is allowed to be relevant both to Hefker and to Matana. Because he's asking a question which has nothing to do with the difference between Hefker and Matana. That's the top of the Rashba. He's not necessarily arguing on the Ritva. He's just adding a lumdus to the Ritva. The Ritva is saying, stop, we know he's asking both about Chatzir, both about Matana, and about Hefker. Rashba's saying, we don't have to know that he's asking both about Matana and about Hefker. He might have only been asking about Matana for all we know. But his question is equally relevant to Matana and Hefker, because his question is, what's the status of Avishin Sof Lanuah? Which is orthogonal, which has nothing to do with the question of Dasa versus Machna. That's the chaf of the Rashba. It's a very, very lumdish chaf. And once he says it, you know, you become very attracted to that question. Sure, a stira daf kuf beis, whether it's kamunach or not, has nothing to do with Hefker versus Matana. That's a stira whether it's kamunach or whether it's not kamunach. Ah, you want to know if it is kamunach? Why are you kona? So then, we'll worry about that later. You know, maybe it was Matana, or maybe you were only the Tzad Chatzero. If it is Munach, if it is Kimunach, then you also need to be Koneh. So now we'll worry about that for Chers Makta, Matana, we'll worry about the Metzio, we'll worry about only the Tatsavir, Ratsavir, Magiyam, then we'll worry about all the other things. But we're interested in Kamunach, and likewise in our Sugya. He asks, is it Kamunach Thami or not Kamunach Thami? What are we poshate? We're poshate that it's Kamunach Thami. Why? Because if you're Kone in Matana, then it's got to be Kamunach Thami. You're not Kone anything, it's not Munach in your Chatzar. Why you're Kone Matana and not in Metzio? That's not our problem right now. That's separate in Yonim of Mishtamer and Dasa Chers Makta. But the issue is that it must be Kamunach if you're ever Kona. Then we answer Misgalgil Shaini. So that's the Rashba, which again could work with the Ritva, even though there seems to be saying slightly different things. The Ritva seems to be saying just more of a simple shot. He happened to have been asking two questions. He was asking the Ritva Talik. He happened to be asking two questions. The Rashba says, no, he's asking one question. But one question that is relevant to both Matana and Metzia, whether it's Kamunach. Then you want to know if you're Kona, then worry about the other details from all of the Shaka Matari Daf Yudal. That's the Rashba. So, it really sounds like the same different things. You know, we're not sure. They might agree, they might disagree. Truth is, now that I say it over, it sounds like they're disagreeing. The Ritva saying, he Taka explicitly told the Talmidim I'm asking two questions in two cases. Well, the Rashba says, no, I'm just asking on one Lubavitch principle, which applies equally to both cases. But again, they're, you know, they certainly could work together. The Ritva could mean he was asking about both because he was asking about Avashin Sof Manua, or the Ritva could mean he was asking about both because Stam they heard him asking about both. And Stam they heard him say Zivaya once on a Matana day and once on a Hefker day. Well, the Rashba says, no, it's Matuyik and the Lubavitch of what he's asking. Okay, that's the Rashba. Now, the most interesting question is, how to defend Rashi, right? Now that we've defended Tosos and the Ravid, we have two ways to defend them. If anyone has a third way, please feel free to speak up. We want to know how to defend Rashi. Okay, how do we defend Rashi? What's the basic problem with Rashi? The basic problem with Rashi is that if the Gemara is trying to be poshet that you're Kona from Matana. Right, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, well, you're Kona in Matana and not Metzia, therefore you're Kona in this case. Oh, how come Hefker is compared to Matana and not to Metzia? Why is Hefker compared to Matana and not to Metzia? That's the basic problem with Rashi. Why is Hefker l'chol ha-kodim? And you're right that Rashi is emphasizing something by saying L'chol HaKodim. I still think he wouldn't have written it this way if he had the Gersa of Akre. But, you know, why is Hefker L'chol HaKodim comparable to Matana and not to Messiah? Hefker is like Messiah. Messiah is Hefker, right? So why like Matana and not like Messiah? That's the problem that everyone has, right? The Ramban starts trying to defend. Right, the Ramban ends up agreeing with Rashi. The Rashi ends up agreeing with the Ravid. So we can sort of add if we want. The Ramban ends up defending Rashi. The Rashba and the Ritva end up defending Ravid and Tosfos. Okay, anyone want to explain why, if it's Hefker, it's comparable to Matana? After all, who does Hefker belong to? So here we have a Machlokas Tanoim. What's a Machlokas Tanoim? What's a Machlokas Tanoim? Right?
Hefker's still looking.
When does Hefker leave my Rishus? What's the Machlokas Tanoim? Chachamim, and who is it? Rav Yossi? When is what's Machlokas Chachamim Rav Yossi? Get him?
When someone takes it.
When takes it, and the Chachamim say? Immediately. As soon as I'm after. Right? That's exact. Now, Rashi would work great if we paskin like. Who would Rashi work great if we paskin like? Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi. Since Hefker is Matana. What does Hefker mean?
Just that it's two kinds of Matana.
there's specific matana, I'm giving it to Charlie. That's the, or there's general matana, I'm giving it to whoever wants. A general matana, of course it's not the first makde, it's mine until you take it, I'm just makde to whoever wants. That's not the first makde, that's matana. It's not like metzia. Metzia is taka, no one's, right? Metzia, you're a kona without a makde. Hefker is a makde, it's just an open-ended matana. So according to Rav Yossi, Rashi would be great. And that's how the Ramban sort of starts out, right? I mean, halavai, then we could just go home and relax. Not sure it's halavai. Okay, yesh la'ayin. That's what he says here. He says, "Yesh lomer tovel hefker shahayu b'ayin kiruhu mitchila ledas." What the phrase the achronim use for this is hefker midas, right? Meaning, not like Nitzia, which is automatically Hefker, without anyone making it Hefker. Not like Stam, you know, Yamin Baros, at least in the old days, which are Hefker, without anyone making them Hefker. If I make something Hefker, so he says, what do you say for Rashi? Moshe Dasakar is Makhna Zami. If I make something Hefker, it's like Dasakar is Makhna. The La'ot La'fuki El Nitzia, only Nitzia is not Dasakar is Makhna. V'tmili, the haksvar shaykhim on the street, them selves in the darm, hefker matana. Ma matana da asr shos makabal, if hefker da asr shos zoche. Well, came that signal hazan, the hefker lafka matana dami, yom idid de afkuri mokkar, fein yoch lachbar, lach zochem in a hefker, mashu lo havin lo lemeimer, de asr makdo so. What is the problem, Darban? Says this works for Avyosi. What is the Rashi saying? Rashi obviously holds that hefker midas is called Das Acheres Magna. But why, says the Ramban? That's Rav Yossi Shita. But according to the Chachamim, it leaves my Rishus right away, as Tosa said, right? The Miyad Shiyot Arneki Miyado Haya Hefker. If it leaves my Rishus right away, how is that Das Acheres Magna? So says the Ramban. Ella de Eshelomer came to Rosa Lasadik Minukadish Yizka, since he wants to be Mistalik, he wants it to not be his. So that Yizka Kodem, Bizchia Koldehu, Sagi. So what does he say? He says, since I want to take it out of my Rishus so that someone else can get it, therefore, it's very easy for them to get it, and it's like Asacher Smakta, as he goes back and says, Hefker sheesh lo baylam av kivin oso, kimatana dami v'dasacher smakta osa demikri. Right? Kedivri Rashizal. Razal is not what he's saying, Razal Rashizal. It says like Asacher Smakta because I want someone to take it. So it's like Asacher Smakta. Now, I'm not sure I fully understand, maybe you can help me, but I'm not sure I fully understand this Ramban. What the Ramban seems to be saying is, since the Mafkir wants not someone in particular, to take it, it's like Das Acheres Machne. It's like Das Acheres Machne, even though, right? It's like Das Acheres Machne. Even though it's Hefker right away. Right, so meaning, and I don't know exactly what this Ramban means. The seeming shot of the Ramban is, even though, it's like Das Acheres Machne, even though it left his Rishus before the other guy took it. That's still called Das Acheres Machne.
It's like it's a good level. Same. Nothing to be decided. The das, when you mark that someone up, it's your das, the person receiving. And this das, I have to, was the person with the initial head, invisible, is sort of nothing received.
Yeah, but now, what does he mean by this? Why is this like Das Akaris Makdeh? Even
though
it left my Rishus already.
There's something started.
I had Da'as that I want to be Makdeh it because I want you to take it later. But by the time you take it, I'm not a Makdeh, right?
But it starts off with violence. It starts off.
Most of the time, the case of the Makdeh have nothing to do with someone else taking it. You go out, you're Makdeh yourself, and you do you're Makdeh because you want to be Zochet from a pay on Leket. You really don't want anyone else to take it. You're not interested in it. So that kind of Hefker is not. It's a different kind of Hefker.
It is a different kind of Hefker. But
In those cases, if somebody took it according to this, he wouldn't take it. He can't take it because it's not Das Akaris.
Well, someone could take it, just they would have to take it with Omei Betzino, right? Meaning it would have they have to be Ras Achrayan Magiyan, sorry, right? They could only take it with Ras Achrayan U Magiyan. But the Miuchas Lerithmet says about this, the Rachok. I don't really fully understand it. Not clear. But you're right, I wanted you to take it. Who cares that I wanted, or I didn't want you to take it, I wanted someone to take it, right? Who cares that I wanted someone to take it? By the time you take it, it's not mine anymore. Right? I'm not Makneh.
If you look at the other side, in order for the person to be Konan, the time he was Konan, he could not have achieved his kinyan had the original body not been Makneh. And without his Hefker, that took place months ago, it doesn't matter, he couldn't have been Konan. Therefore, it's considered Das Akaris Makneh. He's dependent on that other person to make his kinyan. That's called Das Akaris Makneh. And it doesn't matter if there's a gap.
Since I'm only Kona because of the Das Akaris,
I'm dependent on him.
So that helps me be Kona even if I'm not Ras Achrayan Magiyan? Meaning, it helps me be Kona the fact that I couldn't have been Kona if you weren't Makdeh? Why does that add to the power of my kinyan?
One has to look at the kind of Hefker. If I can bring an example, I mean, it's like, you put out an old oven on the street. Until someone takes it and you leave it there, the city's going to come and get you because it's still your oven. But you want somebody to take it.
But that's Reb Yossi.
That's right.
But we're not Reb Yossi, we're Chachamim. Right? The problem is you can't say we're Reb Yossi. Right? Still difficult because I'm not Makneh of you. I set up a situation in which you are Kona. Right? I set up in advance a situation where someone can be Kona. But I'm not a Makneh. I'm a Mestalik. Right? I'm just removing my bilus. But I'm not really a Makneh. So I think at first glance, this Ramban seems very difficult. Which means Rashi is very difficult. Let's just... ask a very simple question, right? Who does Hefker Midas belong to? According to Rav Yossi, it belongs to the Nosi. Right, then we're good, right? What is the Ramban? The Ramban seems to admit it belongs to no one. Called because I wanted someone to take it, as far as I'm clear. You're right. He said, I wanted someone to take it. This is not Metzia. This is Hefker L'Cholokodem. Rashi sees Medayik in Rashi. Hefker L'Cholokodem, I want someone to take it. I don't care who. I want someone to take it. But why is that Das Akaris Makdeh? I'm still not Makdeh them. I'm not participating in their kinyan. I want them to take it, but I'm not connected to their kinyan. Unclear Svara, because I'm not participating in their kinyan. The fact that I don't know who they are is a halbet Svara. After all, if I would just say, I'm giving this matana to whoever wants, then I wouldn't be participating in the kinyan, just in an open-ended fashion. But it's not mine by the time you're Kona. That's what Tosfos says, right? It leaves my hands, it's not mine anymore. If it's not mine, then how could I be the Makneh? I wanted someone to take it, and that's why I was mafkirit. But at the time you're kona, I'm not connected anymore. It seems to be difficult. Okay, let's move on to the ksos. Who does the ksos say that hefker midas belongs to? Exactly.
Why is that Rabbi Yossi?
I spent a long time trying to figure out not only the answer to that question, but why the ksos didn't ask that question on himself, right? Rabban asked that question. Didn't the ksos ask the question himself? I don't have an answer. The ksos has a tremendous chiddush. What's the tremendous chiddush of the ksos? Tremendous chiddush of the ksos is based on the lashon of the Rambam. What's the lashon of the Rambam? That hefker is keneder she'aser laser bo. You can't retract hefker if it's a neder. Says the ksos, hold on a second. I thought you can't retract hefker because it's not yours anymore. Meaning, what's the hobby when you retract hefker? It's not mine. How can I retract it? It's not mine. How can I retract it? Sounds like it is mine. I'm just not allowed to change my mind. Right? Hefker is mine. I'm just not allowed to change my mind. Why? Because hefker is like a neder. It's a little funny. Why is hefker like a neder? It's usually for a mitzvah or something. So some people say because hefker often goes to aniyim, therefore it might go to aniyim. Maybe that's why.
You can make any neder. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah.
No, that's not true.
You can make a neder. I'm going to go somewhere. What does it matter? If it's
no, you can't. You can't. Now, of course, if I wanted to do a trick, I could make a neder that I'll give $1 million to deduct if I don't go somewhere. But I can't make a neder to go somewhere. No. Okay. Hefker is a neder for some reason. It's asr lachsibo. He says, what do you mean neder sh asr lachsibo? Neder sh asr lachsibo means it's still mine. I theoretically could have been chozerbo, but it's asr because I can't violate a neder. That's what Sos says. Right? He says, nearer to Hefker, he knows a Kenyan. Hefker doesn't do any Kenyan. It doesn't change the bailus. Do you have a Kenyan? I never got a Kenyan. It was already out of my Rishos. What do we need? I'm insert to be Chozerbo. Of course I can't be Chozerbo. It's not mine anymore. Of course, nearer to Hefker, you're a Kenyan. You're a Yachel. That's why he's Torah. Insert by Yachel. The MK, he says, what's the finish? Hefker umis. Right? Someone is mocked or something and dies. Then his Yorshim gets it. Because his Yorshim aren't bound by the Nedra and still hits. He really thinks Hefker is still mine. Right? Asher's still a Yorshim. Right? Okay, and then he has the Kasha Amnam, he says, so he has the Kasha, he says, and he says, this explains Rashi beautifully. Right? If Hefker is still mine, then of course it's not the first Machna. Hefker is not like a Matana. Yeah, because in a Matana there's no Isser, and Hefker there's an Isser. But Hefker is just a Matana with an Isser. Right? Hefker is a Matana with an Isser. It's really mine, I'm just giving it to someone. But this is to be chozer bo, so therefore it's more powerful than a regular son. As he said, the last line on the first side of the page, and you're came to hefker and yulzim reshuto also usher lasser bo, then came a zochem bo, miyad a bayil was zochem. Come on, no, it's not him, not him, zochem bo, miyad a bayil, him was zochem. Chashiva dasa, where's makna, I forgot that, nidra karnasa. Okay, and that's why, and that's the, he also said maybe that's not Rashi, that's why Rashi said that Bithul Chameis is not hefker, maybe hefker's not good enough, it's still mine. Tosa says it's coming to this hefker. Oh, that's because even though it's still mine, there's no body rabbi must say because it's not so much in my control. So then he says, I'm not sure we have the Rambam no hefker was like a neder, but all the mafarshim say that that it comes to the first parak of Nazarim because the Gemara asks whether it's a yad lehefker, there's not a yad lehefker, and it's yados is a special concept by Nazarim, and that implies that hefker is a neder. Okay, not so much. But, pashut. You are kone from me. Isn't this like a regular matana? No, it's not like a regular matana. A regular matana, you're kone from me, but I can decide whether I want to give it to you or not. Here, you're kone from me, and it's usher for me not to let you be kone. But you're still kone from me. It's still dasa teres makna. So this, so according to Sos Rashi,
doesn't come on
there just
from the Rambam?
Yes.
He's getting this
from the Rambam. So, this is beautiful. What's the biggest problem with this ksos? Which, again, I can't figure out why he didn't point this out.
Well,
we already said. Big problem with this Rosh is this is Rav Yossi. Isn't this Rav Yossi? Isn't this
maybe,
exactly Rav Yossi's shita?
Maybe Rav Yossi would hold you couldn't have to have this svara of neder.
You mean Rav Yossi holds you could be chozer bo, and that's the difference.
Yeah,
Rav Yossi holds you could be, you could even be chozer bo. There's a heter be chozer bo. The Chachamim hold there's no heter be chozer bo. Nafkamina is there for isur for mudar hanah. Rav Yossi would say something like, still be chozer you chozer bo. Therefore, I'm Mahanayu. The Chum would say, even though you're taking from me, since I can't be Chozer Bo, that's not considered Mahanayu. It's a big finish. Maybe you'd say that. Tosos is extremely radical. No one agrees with Tosos. Practically no one agrees with Tosos. This is very radical. Very big finish for the Shita Chachamim. That's certainly not what it sounds like, right? It sounds like the Chachamim say that it's Yotzim Rishu Simiyan, right? But he seems to have a raya from the Rambam. So let's just review for a second. The Rambam sounds like Hefer is no one's. It's Adamai Rishus, right? It's out of my reshus, it's no one's, it's still called Das HaFeres Makdeh because I somehow orchestrated this, you know, in the past. Not sure how it really makes it Das HaFeres Makdeh. I can't figure out what the pshat is. I'm not the only one in the Chassan Ritz that says that Rachel is a very far out pshat. The Ketzos explains Rashi beautifully. What do you mean? It's Mamash mind till the last minute, it's just Usher Lasser Bo. What do you mean? It's a very, very rad, and he has a right in the Rambam. It's a very radical idea in Hefker because we thought that was exactly what the Chacham Rav Yossi denied. But what's his mukkar? His mukkar is the Rambam. How does everyone deal with the Rambam? If right, the Ketzos says the Rambam beautifully. It's just an answer, like a neder. But if Hefker belongs to no one, if it really left by Rishos, what does the Rambam mean by Elser Lasser Bo? So the Machne Ephraim says, I think I have that in brackets. The Machne Ephraim says, and out of my Rishos, and there's also an answer to to retract. Even though the retraction is not valid. Meaning it's out of my reshus. It's too late to retract. I can't retract. But it's usher to retract, even though I can't retract. Even though I can't retract, it's usher to retract. Anyway, what does that mean? Says Masnei Ephraim. All the Rambam saying, he's not telling you that Hefker is a neder. Hefker is Hefker. He's just saying it's also an iser. What do you mean also an iser? When I mock for something, it's not a virushos anymore. I can't retract, so it's not a virushos. But it's also an iser. What if I retract anyway? You come to take it, and I say, hey, you can't take that, that's mine. So now, that's not valid, it's not mine. But, what does the Rambam mean? Besides being not valid, it's also an iser. That's all the Rambam meant. There's an iser to retract, even invalidly. Because after all, my retraction isn't chal. But I can still keep you from taking it. I say, hey, get away from there. That's mine. Why are you taking this? I'm after the bicycle. You come take the bicycle. Get away from there. It's my bicycle. What are you taking my bicycle for? So it's not valid. But it's still an iser. Besides being not valid, it's also an iser. After all, what a vigor have I done if I keep you from taking the bicycle? It's hard to go against it if it's not yours yet, right? It's grumma of a loss of money. So he says, you know what? If I retract, it's not valid, and it's also an iser. That's the finish of the Rambam. The retraction is, there's two things wrong with retraction. It's a lie, it's not valid, it's trickery, and it's also a violation of an iser. Okay. So far we have two ways of learning Hefker and two ways of learning the Rambam.
We learn by, when you do beer by shmita, you can Hefker it, and then if no one takes it, you can take it back.
So says the Machzeh Ephraim. If you're machneh, you taka can take it back, and that's not against your neder. If you do it like the Kenyan.
if you pick up the bicycle. The nether, right, I'm like everyone else. The nether's not that I can't take the bicycle back. I can take Hefker back. The nether is that if I haven't yet taken it back, I can't say get away from my bicycle. Okay, that's a bit of a dumb shot in the round, huh? But possible. So far, let's just review. This is the, you know, I think there's a lot of the conventional wisdom on Hefker, which is, even if you say like it's so, that it's totally mine, it's just a pure isser, and that's what the Rambam means, and then it's very difficult why that's not the same as Rabbi Yossi, and then Rashi's perfect. Or you say, like the conventional wisdom, that Hefker is Noah's. Hefker doesn't belong to anyone. Oh, what does the Rambam mean? He means besides not being mine, it's also an isser to be tracked. Besides the fact that it doesn't work. And then, how to explain Rashi, I didn't quite hop. So I think what we have to do then is get on to a third way of defending Rashi, which I haven't seen the favorish anyone use this to defend Rashi, but I think you can. Okay, if you think I'm wrong, then disagree. The Ramban had one way, the Tos had another way of defending Rashi. Here's a third way of defending Rashi. Alpi, the, who did I put here? The Yad HaMelech, right? Alpi, the Yad HaMelech. What do I mean? And the Yad HaMelech didn't connect this to Rashi. But I think you could connect this to Rashi. The Yad HaMelech says something very clever. What does he say? He says, who does Hefker belong to? You might think, naively, there are two choices, right? Either it's still mine, or it's Noah's. Are those all the choices?
The ultimate comment.
It's, whose is it? So what does the Yad HaMelech say? Who does Hefker belong to? What's his Shita? He says, in the second paragraph, "Uve'emes ein shomer b'makom ein shomer the Torah called kinyan hefker." We have no place in the Torah where we see hefker works. The Afkin seen a kama kolos kinyanim before the Torah. We have kinyanim in the Torah, but kol those ein akoshal kinyanim at yodark and the other pratiyim. The cause of this kinyanim is only to a specific person, the initial yehu, who will mocher v'kol nefratiyim kinyanim hira. The Torah says you can give to a specific person. Ongos and makabel pratiyim asher b'kinyanim atani. She'ein ken kinyan chiyuv klali. What is this? It's a kinyan slowly. She is chayv adam echad the klal bnei adam. I am giving to klal bnei adam. Zevah matzim b'tor klal. We don't know when the Torah this works or not. L'tein samchor is samchor. Rabban uchav neder. That's the Rambam meant by neder. Kmodi yachol adam linder lisan aniyim b'chuy b'chayin gor v'as the eno forin b'nidra le'iz aniyim b'chayin zasu arvin zinu chiyin b'tor shev. Yachol adam b'chayin zasu mishalo b'zibur le'k close b'nei adam aniyim. Make eid of akashi yachil b'nei adam pratim davka. Okay, God, because Kenya and Hefker is called Gurishgol, Lahaknos Dovishalos, the other Makhlovios, Lahim Lashirim. Okay, Lahaknos Dovishalos, the other Makhlovios. He has a brilliant shot on the round. He says, what is Hefker? It's not that it's still mine until you take it. That's Rabbi Yossi. But it's not that it's no one like most people think. This is the conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom. Most people assume Hefker is no one. That's the Pashup shot. He says, no, Hefker of Messiah is no one's. Maybe. Hefker of Zutel Shoyam, things that are lost at sea, is Noah's. Hefker of the grains of sand in Midbar and Tifa and Ayam is Noah's. Hefker Midas is not Noah's. Whose is it? It is. It is everyone's! It's everyone's! Hefker is a machna from me to everyone. It is a Kenyan. It's a Kenyan from me to everyone. If it's a kinyan for me to everyone, then what happens to it? The answer is, it's not a kinyan for me to everyone, but b'shutfus. Everyone can come and take their 1/8 billionth. It's a kinyan for me to everyone, b'klolius. What does it mean if something belongs to everyone, b'klolius? It's like truma. Who does truma belong to? The kohen. Which kohen? Whoever gets it, gets it. Who does maaser ani belong to? The aniyim. Which ani? Whoever gets it, gets it. Who does hefker belong to? Everyone. Which everyone? Whoever gets it. Gets it. And what is the Rambam by neder? What the Rambam means by neder is that neder is an example of how, and even b'dibur greida, I can give things not to a specific person, but to everyone. Just like I can make a neder to aniyim, and because of the koach that neder becomes like aniyim, that's all the Rambam meant. It's like a neder. Just like I make a neder to aniyim, I owe it to the aniyim. And it's too late to back out. Likewise, when you make a neder of Hefker, I now am machne it to everyone. And neder is the source of kinyan to a klal. After all, if I make a neder, if I say, which I'm not saying, this shekel is tzedakah, now it belongs to the klal aliyah, right? Why? Where do we get that from? Do we get that from Parshas Bahar? The simku mem for lamisecha? No. Do we get that from Nasa Kesav Kamlo? No. Do we get it from Stay Ephron? No. We got it from neder, and that's what the Rama means by neder. There's a new chalos of hefker, which is not mine, waiting to be yours, and which is not no one's. It's a kinyan leklal to enoshut, to everybody. A just, not a kinyan to everybody who shut, but a kinyan to everybody, like Truma and Meiser and Tzedakah. To everybody, and whoever wants the bezi, everybody who takes it should come and take it. Just like Truma and Meiser. I think it's a brilliant shot. Rav Tzvi Yehuda, in the brackets I put, this safer Das Kohen, which is Rav Yitzchak, Rav Avraham Yitzchak, Tshuvas on your day. That's like the Das Kohen. Easy to remember. Mishpat Kohen is plus Mishpat, right? The Orach Mishor. Okay. So the Ezra's Kohen. So in the back, Rav Tzvi Yehuda put in, not footnotes, meaning Myron Mikobos, like expansions, right? Further discussions. End notes. So Rav Tzvi Yehuda in the end notes says, I heard this got here in the yeshivas, whether Hefker is no one's or whether Hefker is everyone, and he brings a great diuk to the Yad HaMelech. He doesn't quote the Yad HaMelech, he just quotes it as a here that's bust in the oil of yeshivas. To the Yad HaMelech, that's everyone's. It's a great diuk. The Mishnah in Bava Kama, the second Mishnah in Bava Kama, Testament Beis says, you're only chayav if nechasim she'in by me'ila, meaning if it's not hektish that you damage. Nechasim she'in she'in b'nei bris, at least in some of it is even only if it's a Jew. Nechasim ham yuchadim. You're only chayav you damage nechasim ham yuchadim. What are nechasim ham yuchadim? So the Gemara explains, lafuke hefker. Nechasim ham yuchadim, says Rashi shall buy them, lafuke de hefker. So how do we say that? Nechasim hamiyuchadim. Specific nechasim are hefker. Specific nechasim are not hefker. So hefker is a not hefker specific nechasim. So what's hefker? Hefker is general nechasim, right? It doesn't say nechasim yeshon b'ayim se'im and b'ayim. Nechasim yuchadim as opposed to she'inam yuchadim. So hefker is miyuchad. Who it is? Sorry, non-hefker is miyuchad. Hefker is not miyuchad. I thought it was a very, very nice deal. The way to say something not hefker is that's miyuchad. Because hefker wouldn't be miyuchad, it would be klali. Okay, that's what Tzvi Yehuda's deal that he says to support this this Yad HaMelech from Daftes and Beis miyuchad in lafuke hefker. The problem with hefker is that it's not miyuchad yet. But it's not Noah's. It's just not miyuchad who's it is yet. That was Tzvi Yehuda's deal. I think, what?
Would be the other kind of hefker that literally belongs to
Noah. So this is the whole discussion. It's always hard in three places discusses this chakira, although it's hard to tell what he means. And he seems to say it could be that maybe the other kind of hefker also, and it's not to help Rashi here. But you're right. That is a valid taina. But you're right. For Rashi, you want to say only for hefker and das, obviously. So I think that can explain Rashi. This is what I'm adding to the Yad HaMelech and to Rosh Yehuda. The Tzatla Saneach, I didn't really identify with this far at all. He wants to say Dr. Hefker Midas is no one's, and natural Hefker is everyone's. I was not so taken by that. But I thought you could say, Yesh Lomar, to explain Rashi based on this, that this is called Das Machne. Why? Taka, it left my rishus right away. But it didn't leave my rishus because I wasn't makne. Because I was makne to everyone. It is not makne. I was makne to everyone. What do? You come and say, I'm the everyone who wants it. But it was not makne. I was makne to you, Derek, everyone. I was makne into this limbo state of everyone's. Then you stepped in and said, I am now Conan. I'm the everyone who wants it. But how to say it's not a makne? I was not this you. Had it become yours? Okay, mine, because, I had the right to take it because I'm part of people. Who gave it to the people? Right? You're getting it of people.
who gave it to the people? I was machnas to the people. Same way, if I would give something to all the aniyim, and then one ani comes and takes it, I'm not a machnas. Who gave it to him? So I thought for Rashi, you could say beautifully that even though it's not mine when you get it, but I'm going to the simple shot. It's not mine because it's no one's. It's not mine because I was already machnas to everyone. So I was machnas to you bichlal. You just came later and represented the cloud. I was machnas. That's machnas. I was machnas to everyone, and you're part of everyone. The color called it. I was machnas to everyone. You're part of the everyone. I was machnas to you. I just wasn't machnas to you straight. I was machnas to you, Derek, Kenyan, Klali. Right? I was machnas to you, Derek, HaKlal. But it's not like I was machnas to the Klal and then the Klal was machnas to you. No, then I'm not the machnas. I was machnas to the Klal, and then the Klal is general, and you stepped off and specified yourself. Number one, it left my rishus right away, but it didn't leave my rishus because it's not mine. It's because no one's. It left my rishus because I was ready to mock it. Then you stepped in and identified yourself as the Kona.
Yeah, could you change this or expand it a little and say your Kona, the Mafreya, whoever's going to take it, but your Kona now to whoever will take it later?
I didn't say that.
No, because then it would be his Lamafreya. That would be going too far. Because the likeness is not his Lamafreya. Meaning, if I'm mocking something before Pesach and take it after Pesach, is it by your own body? Right? It's not, or even better, if I'm mocking something and then it grows to Onas HaMaestros and then you take it, you're not Chayim in Maestros. You don't see it was yours at the time. So, no, it's too far to say that you're Kona Lamafreya. You're Kona Kanalaba. So if I lose my violence at 1 o'clock and you gain violence at 2 o'clock, how am I mocking to you? The answer is, I think basically, I don't know if I am not to you. I'm not to you, Derech, the in-between state of Kin and Chloe, of Klal and Oshut. I was not to you. I was just not to you, Derech, the Klal.
Then it would be Chomet Shavar Elav Pesach. If I did this before Pesach and you took it after Pesach, it belonged to Klal Yisrael during Pesach.
First of all, if the Tesker belongs to Klal Goyim also, right? Yeah. So who says Yisrael? Meaning there's more Goyim, right? But Rashi said, and Menchet of Pesachim, that even like Truma is not by Rabbi Yimaste, because it's only by Rabbi Yimaste if one's a specific person. Okay, that doesn't bother.
There's also that about Truma is the same. So you can see that's the same mechanism of Truma. The individual coin is Zocher through the Hakna'a to the Klal HaShevet. So it goes in two stages.
Go back to our earlier discussion.
Yeah.
That is a fascinating question. The problem with that is that by the time I did the Agav, I was already Mafreshit to the Klal HaShevet, so it seems like it should be too late for me to get involved. But I have to think about that. Okay,
just one more. This case is a little bit different from the regular case of Hefker, because he's marked, but he's throwing it back to a specific reshus.
Yes, but
it's different. Did that make it different? No,
Rashi says the kolakodim, though. So I hear the taina, but I'm not sure I would go with that. Okay, it is a little late. Let me just point out that the Torah's run that I put in brackets. That's Arya Pomeranchik. He's the one big talmidim of the Grizz, of the Brisker Rav. He wants to say it a little differently. I think it comes down to a similar thing for our purposes. He just says it a little differently. The way the Torah Zrayim says, he also says, neder doesn't mean it's a neder beside the hefker. And it doesn't mean hefker is not leaving my rishos. He says it also means it's leaving my rishos, but not the kala no rishos to a Achalos Shem Hefker. He says it's not that it belongs to everyone, it's that it belongs to a specific Rishus called Hefker. Hefker is not an absence of Rishus, it's a specific Achalos Shem Hefker. I think in the end it's coming down to the same thing, but he just says it slightly differently. He says the special Achalos, he doesn't mean Achalos Shem Isser, he means a special Rishus called Hefker. There's a special reshus called hefker, and then he develops it all the same way. He doesn't use it to answer Rashi. No,
only I need to answer Rashi, but I think I'm right, so that's okay. But he says also, that's what a nether. A nether makes an special Hashem. By the way, what's the brilliant part of the Yad-Melech? Think of so many nedarim. I'm nether a karban. Elsie the cow is an ola. What do you mean, that pure Isser didn't leave my Rishos? Of course they left my Rishos. Nether makes things leave my Rishos, right? It's cow Hashem. Right? Of course a nether makes things. That's the real weakness of the Ktos. Mela, if you're going to take the Raman, the Hefker is pure nether, don't say Hefker is pure nether, that's pure, that nothing would leave my Rishos. No, a nether does make things leave my Rishos. The classic nether is Hektish, and Hektish does leave my Rishos. It just doesn't leave my Rishos to a person, it leaves my Rishos to a special kind of Rishos, which is where the Torah Sarah gets it from. So again, whether you call it a special Rishos, whether you call it Rishos Kloli, I think comes down to the same thing. That really there is a Maaseh. Now this, by the way, is a fundamental three-way Hakira about Hefker. What is Hefker? Is it nothing yet? That's the Ksos and Rav Yossi, but hard to take for the Chachamim, even though Ksos would. Is it a Siluk? Right? This is the classic, most classic Hakira in Hefker. Is Hefker a Siluk? Or is Hefker a Kinyan? Is Hefker giving it to someone or taking myself away and making it no one's? Rabbi Kiva Eger, I put on the Makor sheet, you don't have to look it up, says clearly, Siluk, he uses that to explain. He says, how come Hefker doesn't eat a Maisa? How come Hefker is called Dibra without a Maisa? So the answer is, because the Siluk, only a Kinyan needs a Maisa. Meaning, you need a Maisa to go from me to you. To just take me out of the equation, Dibra is enough. Like Mechila. He says, Hefker is like Mechila. A Siluk is called the Dibra. Obviously, according to Yad HaMelech, right? Yad HaMelech would say no. He would say it's a Kenyan. Why is it called just the Dibra if it's a Kenyan? So, I saw one there, but I forget who. I tried to look for it. It says cleverly. He said, well, normally, we're not sure you're serious unless you do a Maisa, because maybe someone's just pressuring you to give it to them. But Hefker, you're obviously serious, because no one's pressuring you. Right? So maybe just obviously serious, or maybe that's the chaf of neder. That's the chmeres neder. There's a special rule that for regular kinyanim you need a maisa, for to make something in a special rishos, you can do it just the deeper, but obviously you'd have to answer otherwise, maybe just because you're automatically serious because no one's pressuring you, so what's the chaf when you're not serious? After all, why would you be masker if you're not serious? No one's pressuring you to be masker. Or maybe that's the chiddush of neder, since it has some good things about it. It has some, maybe Yamiya might take it, even though they might not, Ashira might take it. Therefore, it has a halos to deeper. A key is clearly at the siluk side. The other thing say it's not a siluk. I'm not taking away my rishos. I'm giving it to a special, unique kind of rishos kloli, or maybe special rishos, according to the Torah Sarayim. There's the interesting, really, you could talk a lot about this, which we, it's very late, okay, we won't cut those brackets here. You could talk a lot more about this, but I think we've talked about it enough for now. There is there's so many fascinating questions that might tie into this, like, for example, can we mock our chops? It's really Kenyan, maybe not. If it's really a Siluk, then maybe yes, that's a big machlokas. Etc. But okay, we'll leave this for now. So we have three understandings of Hefker, and I really think this last understanding, even though the Chiddush and not the conventional wisdom, really makes Rashi work without having to have the Dechakot of Tzos. Tachit, not mine all along, but it's not no one's, and therefore I was still Machneh. I was just Machneh through, not through an intermediary or another guy, through and in between stage, which has to be clarified who's going to step up and represent the cloud. Okay, we'll pick up from Yitzhak Hashem. Next time, I apologize for going so long, but, you know, our time is running out. Now, we'll pick up next time, Yitzhak Hashem, the next mission. I'll send out the Marim Kamal.